Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Clinton is good for the United States versus Donald Trump.
He wanted to do an interview and showed us a sign he made for Hillary Clinton.
So tell us why you wanted to stop and talk now.
Well, I feel like to tell you why I stopped to talk to you, because it's very important for the United States of America, especially the election. I was invited by Democratic Party.
Just like a come support Hillary, just a regular chain email or a personal invitation?
So it came out, I'm a member. So as a member, I get the invitation. So it's nothing particular about it.
So Mateen also told me that he supported everything Hillary Clinton had to say, especially her gun control measures, saying he wants the U.S. to be a safer place.
Oh, where do I start? Where do I start? Happy Tuesday, by the way. Grab your butts, because this has made me uncontrollably bitchy. So that's Sadiq Mateen. You want to know who he is? He's the Taliban-supporting father of that thug terrorist who hates gays, who killed a bunch of them in Orlando at the Pulse nightclub. And he was invited by... Democrats invited him to the... Hillary Clinton rally, and not only was he invited to the Clinton rally, but he was given pride of place behind her. Now, do not BS me, because there are already some people like, Dana, but shh. I've been doing politics since I was 15 years old. Don't even for me with 1 second, because I will shake you till your chiclet teeth fall out of your head. So they don't, this is how they organize. Every damn rally I have ever been to, this is how they do it, right? So you are invited to stand behind the candidate. Because any place behind the candidate is considered a sensitive spot, you know what I mean? It's considered a sensitive area. It needs to be a secure area. I know this because I've gone to umpteen frillion thousand of them and have watched them be staged. There are zero exceptions. Zero. None. Nada. You are specially invited and you are vetted if you are going to stand behind the candidate for president. That is how it always is. I've seen this done at Romney rallies because I've covered them. I've seen them done at McCain rallies. I've even seen them done, and this is when I was a kid, because I know I was 13 years old when Bill Clinton ran. And he came to my school. People were specially selected. That's how it always has been. It's how it always will be. Don't spin it. This dude was specially selected to take a VIP spot behind Hillary Clinton at her rally. So to recap, the Taliban, publicly Taliban supporting, because he has done it in writing and on video, he has pledged his support to the Taliban, who has publicly written about how gays need to be punished, who is the father of the ISIS-pledging terrorist that shot up the Pulse nightclub, was personally invited by the Clinton campaign to sit behind her on the stage. Does anyone else find that absolutely mind-blowingly unbelievable? Does anybody else find that shocking? And how on earth does that even get past? How on earth does that even get past Secret Service? How on earth? How does that happen? Well, they knew it because the Democrats wanted it to happen. That's all there is to it. That is all there is to it. And then he is outside after the rally with a big handmade sign that says, oh, Hillary Clinton, right on, what is it, right on Benghazi, and she's right on all of this other stuff. Oh, gun control. Also had gun control on it. So terrorists and gun control advocates agree that they should be, that law-abiding Americans should be disarmed because they make for easier targets. Like I said, happy Tuesday afternoon to you. I'm Dana Lash. This is The Dana Show. We have a number of things to get into. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this. So the Clinton campaign responded to this. Sadiq Mateen, the father, who, by the way, I'll say it again, Sadiq Mateen pledged loyalty to the Taliban. Producer Kane, sitting over there in your catbird seat behind the controls, remind me, who are the Taliban again? I mean, this is not like a generic Girl Scout organization that sells cookies, right? I mean, just remind everybody who the Taliban is.
Yeah, they're that terrorist group that continues to take credit for all of the horrific things that happen on this planet.
Right, right. Yeah, they're a terrorist group that we're enemies of.
Oh, absolutely. Well, so that's how I find it. I mean, our administration doesn't quite act that way, but...
Do you want to know what was even insaner? Because as if this couldn't be any more ridiculous, it gets more ridiculous. I know you're like, Dana, no, that's not possible for this to get that stupid. Oh, but yes, it does. So during her rally, after they put the terrorist, which is insane to me, after they put the terrorist behind her, this Taliban supporting, because yes, when you say that you support the Taliban, as he has done, as reported by CNN, Reuters, a Johns France Press, and the Associated Press, just for all of those illiterate individuals out there, like one of them who said to me earlier, what proof do you have? I don't know, moron. Maybe the interview that I just played on air that he gave to local media there. That might be a start. Remove head from buttocks and then opine on Twitter. It makes the world a better place for us all, right? So then, at the rally, because I said it gets even dumber, there was a portion at the rally where they were playing a tribute to Orlando victims, because Hillary Clinton was talking about the Orlando nightclub massacre. He took out his phone and began photographing what was on the screen, the tribute to the Orlando victims. You know that his son, the dad, pledged support to Taliban and publicly talked about how gays needed to be punished. And so his son took him up on it, pledged support to ISIS, and went and killed gays. He took photos and was grinning. There's video. There's video of it all over the internet. Twitchy has a video roundup of it. Video and photos, as she's sitting here talking about Orlando, as they have this tribute going, dude's grinning, and he's got his phone up taking pictures. Guys, I can't even right now. Like, it's the I can't evens of I can't even. I don't even know how, what on earth? What on earth? Is she drunk? Somebody's drunk. Somebody has to be drunk. File this under somebody is drunk and or high. I don't even know, man. How on earth? How on earth? Oh, my gosh. How does this happen? but there was a racist who said they supported Donald Trump. You legit have a terrorist sitting behind you at a rally. And yes, when you pledge support to Taliban, you're a terrorist. Just FYI. If you don't want to be called a terrorist, then I have a pro tip for you. Maybe don't pledge support to Taliban. You know, just a thought. It's just a thought. I don't know. We have so much to get into. Not just that, but the House is planning to vote on firearms next week. We will get into that. Also, the Obama administration has a very sneaky, underhanded attempt to drive gunsmiths out of business. We have that for you as well. A ton of other stuff. Let's kick it into some Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five. Five.
So later on, we're going to go over some of the polling. Because right now I'm looking at 538, and I have a bunch of new polls for you, and then I have some RCP average stuff to touch upon. So this is 538, and I generally think that Nate Silver, who I don't think is really a progressive, but he's not a conservative either. He's sort of, generally, I think he is kind of in the middle. He was right in 2012. Democrats were mad at him when he told everybody that they were going to lose the House and that, and they were going to lose the Senate. Democrats got mad and ostracized him, but he's actually been pretty accurate. So he held, he had a study Texas and looked at Texas's 38 electoral votes and is looking at the latest polling in Texas. Three different polls so far. And the way that it looks right now is that Trump has, it's 30-70 in favor of Trump over to win in Texas. But Clinton, in looking at chances over time, they have it projected as that could get incredibly close by Election Day on November 8th. His models are kind of scary to me because they're actually, I mean, I think they're pretty accurate. We're, like I said, we're going to go over to some of this. Texas cannot ever be put into play. Olympic shooter Kim Rhode, remember her the last time, the last Summer Olympics? She was fantastic. Gold medal again. She's a top American Olympic shooter. Kim Rhode went after the gun control laws. Triple gold medalist says that new laws passed in her home state of California have made it more difficult for her to practice. Via The Guardian, America's top Olympic shooter Kim Rhode took a strong stance against gun control laws, offering full support for carrying concealed weapons and attacking gun legislation in her home state of California. She says that it's actually affecting her ability to practice, and it's affecting, and I've heard this from a number of people before, it's hurting youth firearm programs, and it's hurting competitive shooters because some of the laws directly affect them because they're so poorly written. She says, for example, one of them is an ammunition law. I shoot 500 to 1,000 rounds a day, having to do a background check every time I purchase ammo or when I bring ammo out for a competition or a match. She says it becomes very, very challenging. It does, because they also have how many times you can purchase in that particular state. It's pretty unbelievable. So she was really slamming these laws. Good on Kim Rhode, because it's actually going to, particularly in California, it's really going to hurt competitive shooting, and it's going to hurt even being able to educate youth about firearms, because in the state of California right now, you can't let a youth have a firearm to teach them on or to practice on. It's actually against state law right now. Can you believe that? So it's like they want people to be as ignorant and as open targeted as possible. It's insane. Senator Bernie Sanders, who is anti 1%, he just spent $600,000 on a summer home on the Champlain Islands. But this was 7 days that reported this. He had plopped down $600,000 on a home in North Hero. It's a waterfront home with four bedrooms and 500 feet of Lake Champlain beachfront on the east side of the island facing Vermont. And he's also going to keep his primary home, but this is his summer home. I would love to have a summer home with 500 feet of like lake space. Who wouldn't want to have that? But he's, you know, big 1%. He's against the 1% or so, you know. There's been a number, I've seen this, a number of different blogs discussing how, particularly this, by the way, that was in Florida when Hillary Clinton was giving that rally and she had the terrorist and the terrorist dad sitting behind her. But they've been photoshopping some of her rallies to make it look like it's really crowded. And I've seen this at a couple of different websites, but they show, they'll get like a stock footage or stock photo of crowds. And then they kind of photoshop it like half and half. It's interesting the way I've seen this done like quite a bit. And I've seen some conservative media sites particularly Steve Bannon's site, which I think is the conservative version of Media Matters, one of the most horrible websites. I mean, really, I mean, by people who can't even write a proper lead, it's shameful. But they've done this before. But really, I've seen it done quite a bit for the Clinton stuff. It's pretty unbelievable. Also, Gitmo's being emptied quickly. 34 more prisoners cleared to go. That should make the Missouri gubernatorial Republican nominee Eric Greitens incredibly happy because he's been wanting to shut down Gitmo. I know, Republican. So that should make them incredibly happy. Who knows? We have a lot more stuff to get into, including more on this. I'm still, like, you should be reeling over the fact that Hillary Clinton had a terrorist sitting behind her. They personally invited him to her Florida rally. In the meantime, though, Casper is one heck of a mattress. I don't know if you're just, like, sweating to death at night. I don't know what your situation is. You know what I mean? But this is one heck of a mattress. In fact, Time Magazine awarded this. They have awarded this top 15 inventions or top invention of 2015. It's amazing. And I have a Casper mattress. We got a second mattress as well. And because we like them so much, it's structured to provide breathable support. And the material with which it is made allows air to circulate. So you stay cool and comfortable the entire night. And here's the other awesome part of it. You know, when you go into a mattress store, you're paying for a lot of markup, and that could actually affect your ability to get a better mattress. And they don't do that at Casper. All your money goes to the mattress because they just ship it to you for free in a box so small, you're not going to believe that it holds a mattress. It makes it super simple to get it from your front door to your bedroom. Try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
A 70-year-old church choir director in Arkansas got in big trouble for trying to protect herself and her home. She lives in a part of Little Rock where break-ins and violent crimes are common, so her home had bars on the windows. Apparently that offended some neighbors who complained to local authorities, and they had her arrested, even though the bars were already on the home before she bought it. She looked through the Lens of Liberty and fought back, telling the town council, "If I can find some more bars, I'll put them up on the rest of the windows." She understands what town leaders have forgotten, that the people's right to protect themselves is one of America's most important founding principles.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO-style event, dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A modern day warrior, mean, mean strike. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Make sure that you go and check it out. I'm excited about seeing folks in St. Louis, by the way, because that is, I'll be there this Friday, 6 to 8 at Gander Mountain. Get there early. If you want to get your book signed live and personalized, this is your last chance to do it. It's going to be in St. Louis. I had somebody who got mad at me because I was in Indianapolis and I didn't drive like a half hour to another place where they were. And it's like, dude, I came from Texas. I think you can get in your car and drive your ass over to Indianapolis. I love you, but I think you can do that. I came like, I don't even know how many miles away Dallas is, but whatever. Anyway, there's going to be a chance to get some signed books. They're not going to be personalized, but they will be signed because I was doing some stuff with Premier Collectibles. And when that's ready and available, I'll have that link for you. But come out because I hope to see you. It'll be a good time. I really, really genuinely advise you to get there early because the lines tend to get pretty long and kind of insane. So make sure you get there early and bring your book out. Let me sign it for you. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I'll be there with my affiliate 1260 AM The Answer, which is the real conservative alternative there in St. Louis because everybody else is just old and boring. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure you come on out for that. When we come back, who else is still freaking out over that Clinton rally? Plus, the House is planning a vote on guns next week. Keep it here.
The Dana Show.
The need to support our veterans is an ongoing effort that is very important to me. Now, as many of you know, I work closely with the Purple Heart Foundation in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's our duty to our country and our privilege to help these veterans when they return home, and the Purple Heart Foundation is doing just that every day. Now, I support the Purple Heart Foundation because of the wide range of services they provide for veterans across the country, making sure they know that they're not alone. My friends at the Purple Heart Foundation celebrate the heart of every veteran by providing emotional, physical, educational, and financial support for veterans and their families. And remember, the Purple Heart Foundation doesn't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all veterans and their families, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart. In honor of those who have served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. You can donate a vehicle or cash. That's 888-414-4483. givetopurpleheart.org.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. As of 1 July 2015, Nevada will now recognize Arizona's non-resident CCW permit. Those of you who have trained with NFI can use your Arizona Authorized Training Certificate to apply for and be approved for the Arizona non-resident CCW, which now is recognized by Nevada. Anybody else? Give us a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them? Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 1614s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale and September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else. The Dana Show.
Well, Lily, we saw you in the ready room, and you watched Yefimova, and she put up her number one, and you sort of went, what were the words that go with that gesture?
You know, you're shaking your finger number one, and you've been caught for drug cheating. I'm just not, you know, I'm not a fan, so going to go swim my heart out for USA, and hopefully that turns out the best.
I love her, and she smoked that Russian chick. It was so great. Because she's a doper. I don't even know why she's in there. That chick, I'm glad she cried, because she deserved to be ridiculed until she cried. You're a doper, and you try to ruin everyone else's Olympic chances because your skill set isn't enough by itself, so you have to do steroids or whatever else she does, and you get caught, and they still allow you there. Good on Lily King, because she's so much of a BA. She just beat her just on total skill alone. I mean, that was great. Good on her. And then I didn't get to watch a whole bunch of the Olympics last night. Simone Biles, who is amazing, by the way. Oh my gosh. Like, I didn't know who she was until a couple of days ago, and I'm like her biggest fan. You're not the biggest fan. I'm the biggest fan of Simone Biles. I am Simone's biggest fan. Like, I think we're best friends. I don't even know, but it's great. By the way, the cupping stuff, we should probably talk about that, because I know that's like a big thing right now, but I don't see how that works. I was reading on science blogs how cupping is just, they say it's quackery, and everybody has these cupping marks on them. I just don't see it. You're putting suction cups on your legs. How does that help? I don't see how that helps. You just put suction cups on you. That doesn't do anything. What does that do? It doesn't do anything. Kane, producer Kane, what is
it? It gives you hickeys? I have no idea what
it is. It's like
it does.
A giant circle hickey.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't know.
I'm reading this thing on science blogs, and they say that it is just all.
Is it like
kooky.
A lymph node, like stimulant?
Marty says all the cool kids are doing it, though.
Well, that still doesn't answer a question.
So, but that means it's totally scientific if all the cool kids are doing it. It's nothing. I've seen people do it before, like Gwyneth Paltrow. Anything Gwyneth Paltrow does, I'm immediately like, If Gwyneth Paltrow, like, brushed her teeth regularly, I'd be like, No, I'm kidding. But they say that it's, I don't know what it is. They call it pre-scientific quackery. I don't know what it is. All I know is that all it does is just put a hickey on you. That's it. I can do the cup. I can do this on my arm right now. I just, I don't know.
I'm sure there's a health benefit to it in some way, right?
No.
I mean,
I don't know.
You would think. I mean, who had the idea?
I don't know. It's a Chinese treatment. I don't know what. I don't know. Oh, I just saw a gross picture of like an injury from cupping. Oh my gosh, no! I can't unsee that. That looks like a that looks like a brown recluse injury. Oh my gosh, it looks horrible. So the House, according to roll call, we knew this was coming. They're planning on voting on guns next week. Let me just read you this piece. Now, Paul Ryan, I don't believe, is going to... it's nothing like this is going to pass the House. And I get what Paul Ryan is doing, and I'll explain that in a minute. Although I wish it wasn't even to this point, but I'll explain in a minute. According to roll call, the House is going to vote on a counterterrorism package that's going to include a provision to prevent suspected terrorists from buying guns. Ryan told Republicans this on a conference call Thursday of last week. Now, the House is returning from... it's July 4th recess next week. They're also going to vote on a mental health bill. And this is sponsored by Pennsylvania Representative Republican Tim Murphy. So Ryan's decision, this is after Democrats were disrupting, you know, House stuff and all this. So they're voting, they're looking at this gun. Here's the thing about this. And they're going to bring this back off the back burner. Because they're going to bring this back off the burner because when they were doing this previously, he wasn't going to have a vote on it, and I understand why, and then it was, and they keep trying to go back, and they keep fiddling with it, and they keep wanting to bring it back, and they keep wanting to vote on it again. I get why Ryan would allow for some sort of movement like this because you would rather it happen now than if you have it just in the event risking a Hillary Clinton presidency and something like this taking place under her and like a Democrat House. So I get that, but it's still, I hope people, by the way, I want to go back real quickly to the terrorist that was at the Hillary Clinton rally. I tweeted, by the way, I retweeted a link. And if you go to it, it shows, I'm going to pull my account up here. It has the video of the Taliban supporting Sadiq Mateen, the father of the Orlando terrorist, taking pictures of Hillary Clinton and all this stuff during the tribute to the Orlando victims. It's the video of it. You can go and watch it. It's the second retweet I have. Go and look at it. Unbelievable. I mean, and he had a homemade sign where he talked about supporting gun control. He's a big gun control supporter. Well, of course, terrorists. Totally. They totally support gun control. That's why I'm like, gun control advocates, you are in total agreement with terrorists. His sign said, it says, Hillary Clinton makes the biggest investment since World War II. Good for national security. Ex-CIA Chief Morrell says Hillary told the truth about Benghazi. Gun control laws. He made that sign. And he was carrying it around. Because terrorists and anti-gun advocates agree, everybody should be made a soft target. That's exactly what it is. So this, pretty unbelievable. That's a thing that's something that people need to hit home more of. They need to hit that harder. Because she's, I make no mistake, if the election were held today, she would win, according to all of the polling. It's a scary prospect. If the election were held today, she would win. And the first target is Second Amendment. And I know that Wayne LaPierre and a bunch of other people, they got slammed because they said, oh, well, Hillary Clinton says that she wants to abolish the Second Amendment and confiscate firearms. And everyone said, oh, that's so crazy. How could you ever think that she would want that? Because Hillary Clinton said we need to look at how Australia did gun control. And everybody remembers Australia, they confiscated guns and melted them down in 1996. I have a lot of friends in Australia who are members of rifle and pistol clubs. Oh, my gosh. And I have a number of friends who are there and who are advocates for gun rights. And they've all said the same thing. It was insane. Of course, now private ownership is back to what it was pre-1996 levels, which completely corresponds with the decrease in crime. But the amazing thing is that's what she said. And when you're sitting here talking and praising a country that actually confiscated guns, Yeah, you're going to give people the idea that that's what you want to have done here, particularly when you say that's what the United States needs to look at, and that's a direct verbatim quote. So I have no idea how anybody could think when Hillary Clinton says the United States needs to look at how Australia did handled gun control. I have no idea how people would think that. Oh, my gosh. So, yes, it's true. And that would be the first thing that she goes for. You know, at his speech yesterday, his economic speech, I actually thought his economic speech was good. Stephen Moore helped craft his policy. And I actually am a fan of Stephen Moore. I like him. He helped craft his economic policy, and he was able to hit a number of points, which I think was smart to do, particularly looking at trade, looking at jobs. I do not like when you say that you're going to punish businesses if they leave the United States, because that's unbelievably punitive, and that's just not what we are. That's not who we are. We make it to where, and all he has to do is say, you know, I would make the working environment here, I would make the business environment here in the United States so unbelievably warm and amazing and inclusive, and so unburdened by the regulatory madness that we've seen with Dodd-Frank and elsewhere, that businesses would clamor to stay in the United States because doing business here is so great. That's all he has to say. That's all that needs to be said. If your policies are good enough and you're going to create a very strong economic climate in the United States, businesses won't leave. But don't be punitive about it. He's got to drop that from his speech. That's my big criticism of his speech. Otherwise, I think his points were spot on. But he needs to be able to stay on point like that. And I'm going to tell you what, when they go up to debate, he's got to stay on point or he'll lose it. And she'll take him. Never underestimate a Clinton. No matter how insane they are, never underestimate them, ever. They are so crazy. But we got to be very careful when watching the polling in that as well. Because it is, I'm telling you, I was really shocked when I saw some of Texas's numbers. And last night I went in and I was like, oh my gosh. And I was looking at crosstabs. I was looking at who was sampled, where in Texas they were sampled. It was a pretty even. It was only like, it was 1,500. 30s, I forget what it is. It was a little over 1,500. So it was a decent sample size. And I want to see more polling, but that to me, I just didn't like it. I don't like it. I don't want to see anything in Texas that close. So, and I think that's close for Texas, yes. Because Texas is insanely red. Like Austin's, as Rick Perry said, Austin is the blueberry and the tomato soup. Texas is insanely conservative. So it's, you know, just, So keep an eye on that stuff. That's what I'm saying. If it were held today, she would win. It's not guaranteed because we still have several months to go. But that's why he's got to stay on point. He's got to stay on point. Folks, the Purple Heart Foundation is a great organization of veterans helping veterans. And everything that they do, 100% tax deductible, it all goes to the veterans. They have PTS support, Canines for Combat Vets. They identify homeless veterans on the street. They get them off the street. They have educational scholarships, and they provide job training as well. The biggest thing, though, that they're used for is they have these national service officers all over the country, and they go and visit with these veterans who are fighting, going through mountains of paperwork, trying to get health benefits that are owed to them. And they work with them, these national service officers, so that these veterans don't feel overwhelmed and just give up. I couldn't believe how many vets, I couldn't believe the paperwork they got to do, number one. That's insane. But number two, I couldn't believe how many of them just give up because the paperwork, it's almost like it's designed to be, intentionally prohibitive. That's me just opining, but that's how I look at it when I was talking to a lot of these vets out there. But this is what my friends at Purple Heart do. So it's volunteers helping, veterans helping other veterans. And every dime you give goes right to the Purple Heart Foundation. And they don't just help combat wounded soldiers. They help all vets and their families. So in honor of those who've served, pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Car, cash, credit, I don't care if it's a clunker. They'll decide they'll pick it up for free and it's tax deductible. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
You've heard me talk about the Liberal phone company whose motto is literally phone-powered progressive change. Here's what we're up against. Credo Mobile has given $81 million to progressive causes in the past 10 years alone, and Credo Mobile is the largest corporate sponsor of Planned Parenthood. But now there's a way to combat their liberal agenda. It's the alternative choice, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative phone provider. Patriot Mobile is just like your current mobile phone, but they donate part of your monthly bill to conservative causes. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today, and for switching, you'll receive a free Samsung Galaxy S7 with unlimited talk text data for just $70 a month. I use Patriot Mobile because I care about where my money goes, and they provide exceptional service. Use promo code Dana, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot. PatriotMobile.com. Use promo code Dana to waive the activation fee.
This is Carl in the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there. For the ultimate comic party pit. The ultimate. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements Patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements Luau Patio Party. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Watching me hanging by a string this time. So easily, climax of the perfect life. Ooh, watching me.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, on Twitter, at DLash, on Snapchat, Dana.Lash, The Dana Show on Facebook. I'm trying to think of all. Golly, there's all these accounts. Nobody make any other new social media account. I can't handle it. It's too much. I'm, next hour, I'm going to ask people to share with me how humid it is in St. Louis, because I got to prepare. It's real dry, no humidity at all in Dallas right now. It's epic. I love it. I'm super stoked about it. I love it when it's not humid. So, and St. Louis, I mean, growing up in Missouri, it is ridiculously humid. It is so crazy humid. So just, you know, FYI, I'm just getting ready for that. So come out Friday. I'm going to sign your book. You can go to DanaRadio.com, the events tab as well, for more information on that particular book signing event. Guantanamo Bay is being emptied quickly. 34 more prisoners have been cleared to go. This is after the president commuted the sentences of 214 nonviolent drug offenders, 56 of whom had been convicted of firearms violations as well, reports Twitchy. That single day's work brought the president's total number of those being commuted to 562. He beats Bush at that. I mean, that's pretty impressive. He's, like, beating everybody and letting criminals go. You know, JV team and all that stuff, you know, JV team. So I asked about cupping because we see all of these Olympic athletes doing the cupping thing. And so somebody, and I lost it, but somebody on Twitter had said that it gets blood flow or circulation or whatever to that particular area, and that helps or something. Does that make sense, Producer Kane? Because you're like one of those health people that knows all this stuff.
My first instinct was, is it like a lymph node stimulator thing or something? I don't know.
But I see it done like in a row on your back. And I'm like, there's no lymph nodes in your back like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Marty was saying something about it's supposed to relieve aches and pains, according
Marty
to...
Marty said the cool kids were doing it.
Yeah.
So
there's something too. It's like coffee enemas. All the cool kids are doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently. Also, one of the things we're going to get into coming up in next hour, 2 years ago today, is when the Ferguson... all of that took the reason for why everything happened. Mike Brown chose to rob a store and then try to kill a cop with his own gun. And CNN is talking about how that all, I mean, here we are. It's the 2 year observance of that, or 2 years ago it happened. That and it, everything from that perpetuated on a lie, because hands up, don't shoot, never actually happened. He never said hands up, nothing. And everyone's sitting here trying to make a martyr. He was a criminal. Mike Brown was a criminal. He committed two felonies before he chose to act in a manner and attack someone who had to defend themselves and result in him getting killed. He was a criminal. Stop defending criminals. Stop it. He was a criminal. And he tried to kill a cop with his gun. A hazard of trying to kill a cop with his own gun is that you could get shot and killed. Bottom line. Teach kids not to attack cops with their own guns. And also, what about nobody has any at all feels for the store owner that he robbed and he held up with his arm and lifted him off the ground and was like shaking him? Ain't nobody have any sympathy for that dude? So it was all right that he literally shook that dude down on camera, on closed circuit camera? Really? That was like all right? That's the whole reason why the cops were called out there in the first place. But nobody wants to talk about that. They just want to repeat all the BS. Nobody wants to talk about all of the black grand jury witnesses, grand jury members, and the black witnesses who were there and who saw what happened. Everybody only wants to focus on the two liars who couldn't even get their stories straight, and one didn't corroborate the other one. But they want to disregard the double-digit number of black witnesses that saw what happened with Mike Brown. No, they don't want to talk about that because it doesn't fit a narrative. Please, please, please. And then you have Planned Parenthood, the Orkin man of babies, who tweeted out, "Justice for Mike Brown is repro justice. None are safe until we can be free from violence." I cannot even believe that they tweeted this. They are. They're the Orkin man for babies. That's how they are. Cecile Richards drives up in a Lambo with the Planned Parenthood logo attached to the side. Crazy. And how they tried to tie Mike Brown, who tried to kill a cop with a gun, how they tried to tie that to abortion? Well, I mean, they're both criminals, so there you go. Maybe that's what it is. Oh, my gosh. Just insane to me. Insane to me. So we're going to touch upon all of that in the coming up in our second hour. Also, The Obama administration has made a very underhanded attempt to change regulations and try to drive gunsmiths out of business. We're going to get that story for you as well. We have the latest on some polling. We're going to go over the latest polling and see where everything is. And this, I'm telling you what, these trade controls and these firearms registrations and all this stuff, there's a lot of stuff going down that he's trying to shove through. You need to know what it is, and we'll get you informed. Keep it here. More of The Dana Show in minutes.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostra. House Speaker Paul Ryan's defeated long-shot Republican primary challenger Paul Mellon in today's Wisconsin primary. Mellon had been courting Donald Trump supporters and won praise from the Republican presidential nominee last week, but Trump endorsed Ryan days later. Meanwhile, Trump says Hillary Clinton should not get the chance to pick justices for the Supreme Court.
If Hillary appoints justices of the Supreme Court, you're going to have a lot of problems, folks.
A campaign stop in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Trump says for the good of the country, Clinton should not be elected.
We don't want ISIS. We don't want regulations. We don't want high taxes. All of these things would be an extension. This would be an extension, a four-year extension of Obama.
Trump ignited a political firestorm by declaring gun rights supporters might find a way to stop Clinton if she wins and then names anti-gun Supreme Court justices. Democrats pounced on the statement, accusing him of openly encouraging violence against his opponent. But Trump's campaign quickly denied that, blaming what it called, quote, the dishonest media for misinterpreting his comments. Hillary Clinton says Congress was wrong to begin its summer break without approving money to fight the Zika virus.
I am very disappointed that the Congress went on recess before actually agreeing on what they would do to put the resources into this fight.
In Miami today, Clinton urged Congress to cut short its summer recess and immediately pass funding to fight Zika. A wildfire threatening homes in Southern California's rugged San Bernardino Mountains has grown to nearly 11 square miles. Mandatory and voluntary evacuations cover 5,300 homes in the fire area between Lake Arrowhead and the high desert city of Hesperia to the north. At the Olympics, swimmer Katie Ledecky wins another gold in the 200-meter freestyle. Michael Phelps won his 20th gold in his career in the 200-meter butterfly. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Imagine someone stealing your home without even breaking in. Think it's not possible? Think again. Have you or your aging parents already fallen victim to deed fraud, known as house stealing? The FBI is calling house stealing the fastest-growing white-collar crime in America. The scariest part, most people have no idea their home title was transferred, often to a person the homeowner knows and trusts, like a caregiver or family member. Now, there is a fraud alert service where homeowners and their loved ones can check, risk-free, that they're not already a victim. It's called HomeTitleLock.com, and it also alerts you if someone may be trying to scam you out of your home. Try Home Title Lock Monitoring risk-free today and receive your home's title history, a $59 value, absolutely free. Deed fraud is increasingly targeting seniors. Protect your biggest asset and don't lose your family home forever. To make sure you're not already a victim, go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
U.S. wholesale businesses increased their stockpiles slightly in June, while sales rose at a faster pace.
The Commerce Department says inventories at the wholesale level went up 0.3% in June. Sales increased for a fourth consecutive month, climbing to 1.9%. However, sales levels have fallen 0.4% from a year ago due to declines in prior months. Since late last year, businesses have been slowing the rebuilding of their stockpiles in the face of weaker domestic sales and a fall in export sales.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The slowdown in inventory restocking dampened overall economic growth, but many economists believe inventories will enhance growth in the second half of 2016. Texas singer-songwriter Townes Van Zandt will be inducted into the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame, along with songwriters Aaron Barker, Beth Nielsen, Chapman, and Bob Morrison. 2016 inductees announced Tuesday will be inducted in October. More on these stories at townhall.com. Digital forensics firm FireEye is cutting staff. From Washington, here's Linda Kenyon.
FireEye says it is cutting up to 400 workers due to decreasing demand for its services. Earlier this year, FireEye announced China's cyber attacks on businesses had dropped as much as 90% over the past 2 years. In an earlier report of declining attacks, FireEye credited much of the change to cybersecurity agreements, in which China agreed to stop hacking American companies in order to steal intellectual property.
Some of the companies that were victims of cyber espionage were said to be Alcoa and Westinghouse. Americans, Japanese, and many Europeans are glum about their national economies. But by contrast, Chinese, Indians, and Australians feel pretty positive about theirs. That's among the new findings from a survey by the Pew Research Center. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Liberty doodah, here's your participation trophy.
Dina Show.
I'm going to make it possible for you, not only to everyone with student loans, to pay them down with a lower interest rate and end the payment after 10 years. But if you want to start a business, we're going to put a moratorium on your student loan payments so you can actually borrow the money to get the business started.
I wouldn't want to do business with someone that couldn't is taking out another loan and had their other stuff paused because they couldn't pay that one. That's bad. And no, that's not what we're doing. Like, is she who? You know what? This is how they figured out her. It's like all free stuff. Like, she's like, hey, you can't pay these bills because you decided to take out all this money to go to this school to get this ritzy degree. And we're going to make it to where you don't have to pay this. And so you can we'll put a moratorium on it so you can take out another loan to probably start a business that's going to fail in a couple of years because you can't even pay off this. It's great. Let's just go ahead and borrow all the things. This is how they figure out, by the way, second hour of the show, DanaRadio.com. I'm Dana Lash. Hi. This is how they Hillary Clinton's economics team. This is how they set her economics policy. So David Brock comes in, right? Like, David Brock comes in, and he's got this big bag. Everyone's like, what's it? What are you? Like, if you don't know what's happening, you don't, you know, you're probably wondering what's in that bag that David Brock has. This is how they figure out her economic policy. So he dumps this, like, powder of booger sugar right out in the middle of the table. And then they start cutting it all up with their credit cards and all that stuff into lines. And they snort it all and sit down and, in their euphoria, scream about how they need to give free stuff to everything. That's pretty much how they figure out their economic policy. Their high as kites. You know how cats, when they get real excited, their pupils dilate and their ears fan back? That's how everybody looks after that. And they're all sitting around with their pupils dilated and their ears fan back like cats, and they're screaming about how they need to give free things to everyone, and that's basically how you get Hillary Clinton's policy where it concerns college and business. There you go, right there. I just solved the riddle. Dum, dum, dum. Seriously, it's the insanest thing I've ever had. I want to ask people how big their crack rock is. It's the silliest. You can't pay off your student loan, so we're going to go ahead and put you more in debt, because that's a great way to start your life. How about this? How about you stop? How about you do something about the ever-increasing higher education bubble? Because most of the time, in fact, I was reading a fascinating article just the other day. I think it may have been up at Reason. When they were discussing how, for a lot of disciplines, a lot of career choices, higher education is not even worth it, because by the time you end up with all these student loans, you're not going to, even though you might make more having this degree than not, it doesn't even, it all just goes to waste, because you're spending all of that extra money that you would have earned paying back all of those student loans that take forever to pay off, because it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And Kane makes a good point, too, with most of Hillary's small business regulations. Most people aren't going to be able to start a business in the first place, because you have Dodd-Frank that's still in effect. Dodd-Frank is the Obamacare of the financial industry. And when you're not doing anything to alleviate the massive ridiculousness that Dodd-Frank has placed on even being able to start a business anymore, you're not serious about actually making a better environment to start small businesses. So Hillary Clinton just lied to all of these people. They're not even going to be able to get a loan, and they're not even going to be able to start a small business, because Dodd-Frank is going to restrict them down to nothing, period. And she likes Dodd-Frank. I mean, she's spoken out in support of it. So, you know, there you have it. It's kind of it's crazy. But this is the kind of stuff that we're dealing with. I mean, we are hemorrhaging businesses because it the regulations are so horrible. People can't do work here. They can't hire people here. They can't. It's impossible. They make it so difficult. And you know, what is it? Like, it takes, what, 5 to 8 years for a business to finally become profitable? Most businesses don't even hang on that long. That's the reality that we're looking at. Speaking of regulations and overburdening, this is a really, because there's been a number of, you know, the executive orders about guns that the president has promising he's going to be implementing. Well, Bearing Arms had a really good piece up about how the administration is making a very sneaky, underhanded attempt to drive gunsmiths out of business, because he's not able to bypass Congress and really implement strict gun control. So he has had ATF attempts to reclassify common training ammunition as armor-piercing, right? He's tried to ban historic rifles and all of this stuff. Now, this is the latest attempt. They're trying to extort, that's how Bob Owen says, extort gunsmiths of $2,250 via the United States Department of State's Directorate of Defense Trade Controls, because they want to redefine gunsmiths as manufacturers. So the way that the Obama administration sees it, if all you do is just, you know, change the sights on your pistol, then what they want to do, the DDTC wants to redefine you as a manufacturer. I know. The NSSF, the National Shooting Sports Foundation, they put out a statement, because it's backdoor gun control. They say that it's ITAR, it's the International Traffic in Arms Regulations. So the DDTC, that's the Directorate of Defense Trade Controls, they issue these guidances, and they're trying to clarify who is required under the Arms Export Control Act and ITAR to register as a manufacturer of defense articles. Now, that can include firearms and ammunition products, all of this stuff, and they want them to pay an exorbitant annual registration fee. So under the law, registration is required, and that's almost $3,000. Registration is required even if the manufacturer doesn't even export, and even if the manufacturer makes component parts. So the DDTC, they're saying that the guideline merely restates existing policy and an interpretation of ITAR's registration requirement. But the guidance is actually, no, it hasn't done that. It's created a lot of confusion because it's saying that anybody who, it's like saying that an auto mechanic who fixes your car is a car manufacturer. They're trying to say that your local mechanic down the road is the same thing as an actual car manufacturer. That's what they're trying to do. And so this forcing somebody to pay that much money, thousands of dollars annually, to register when they're not even using the export licensing system, when they're not even exporting products, when they're not doing anything that falls under those regulations, it's a ridiculous. It's a punitive burden is what it is. That's exactly what they're trying to do. So this, it has to be, this is not only is it a big, you know, they're trying to, well, Kane says, yeah, this is why businesses fail. Well, this is definitely, they want firearm businesses to fail. You know, you go and put something on your rail. Oh, my gosh, you're a manufacturer. You just did something. You just added sights. Oh, my gosh, you did that. You added a scope. Oh, my gosh, you did all this. You're a manufacturer. A gunsmith, they're making it to where I sell a gunsmith. If I go and get my trigger lightened, oh, he's a manufacturer, I guess, now. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. But that's what they're trying to do. It's backdoor gun control. It is backdoor gun control. It is insane. I tell you. Let's go ahead and kick it into Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
See, I mean, this, it keeps on happening. So, ABC 13 here in Texas, Harris County, that's outside of Houston. An infant has died in the first Zika-related death in Texas. Houston, KTRK, Channel 13 has confirmed that an infant who recently died in Harris County had microcephaly linked to the Zika virus. The baby passed away shortly after birth, and this is the first Zika-related death reported in Texas. During the pregnancy, the mother was in Latin America, where she was infected, and the baby acquired the infection in the womb. Recent test results confirmed the baby's condition and linked to Zika. Mother and baby are classified as travel-related cases. There are no additional associated risks in Harris County. Although we've had West Nile virus. There's West Nile virus. A new study is out from The Hill. The Obama administration issued $743 billion in regulations. This is what we're talking about. Since he took office in 2009, the federal government has issued 600 major regulations totaling $743 billion. This, according to a new study from the Conservative American Action Forum, the Obama administration issues an average of 81 major rules, those with an economic impact of at least $100 million on a yearly basis. This is what the study found. About one major rule for every 4 to 5 days, or as the AAF puts it, one rule for every 3 days that the federal government is open. You're looking at about 3,000 regulatory imposition on every person in the United States. That is insane. Absolutely insane. Americans remain gloomy about the economy. The Chinese, not so much, though. This, according to U.S. News and World Report, a Pew survey, Americans and many Europeans are incredibly gloomy about economic conditions, but Chinese are super happy and sunny about theirs. Americans, Japanese, and Europeans, they're glum. But Chinese, Indians, and Australians, they're positive. These are the findings of a survey of over 20,000 people in 16 countries by the Pew Research Center. Just 44% of Americans rated the U.S. economy as good, although the proportion has steadily risen from 18% in 2011. Chinese economic growth has been deaccelerating for 5 years, but 87% of Chinese still describe their economy as good. So do 80% of Indians and 57% of Australians. Those in Japan and many European countries regard their economies as poor. But those are exceptions. German, Swedes, and Dutch rank their economies as high. European men tend to rate their national economies higher than women do. That's interesting. I mean, women, there's something about it. GOP Senator Susan Collins comes out, according to the Washington Post, says she cannot support Donald Trump. In an op-ed for the Washington Post, she says that she's not voting for Trump for president. She says, as a lifelong Republican, it's not a decision that she's making lightly. She lists a number of complaints, including his some of his fights with media people and some of the things that she dislikes that he has said prior. She hasn't said that she's going to go out and campaign for Hillary Clinton or really anything about Hillary Clinton. She just says that she's not supporting Trump. And then the question then becomes, well, okay, well, then who are you supporting? That's the question. Parents of two Benghazi victims are suing Hillary Clinton for wrongful death. Fox News reports how parents of two of these victims in the Benghazi attack, they are suing Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, alleging her reckless handling of classified information contributed to their deaths. This is coming from Larry Klayman of Freedom Watch USA on behalf of Patricia Smith, mother of Sean Smith, and Charles Woods, father of Tyrone Woods. They're accusing her of alleged wrongful doing, causing the deaths of their sons, as well as for defamation and intentional and negligent infliction of emotional distress. The lawsuit additionally suggests that Clinton's use of a private email server contributed to the deaths of their sons, Smith and Woods. I think everyone was wondering if that was going to happen. And, of course, Carrie Jennings Walsh inflames all of the progressive feminists because the Olympic volleyball player says she was, quote, I was born to have babies and play volleyball. Olympic gold medalist Carrie Walsh Jennings via Life News bothered feminists this week when she used her time in the spotlight to talk about how important motherhood is to her. According to Independent Journal, she said in an interview, quote, before I had kids, I was like, this feels trivial. I've been playing for so long. I need balance. She says that I took my game and my desire and my passion for life to the next level. She says I'm indebted to my children. And, of course, feminists attack, saying that it was horrible that she said something. She says, one feminist said, what is NBC doing to us? Oh, my heavens, because heaven forbid one woman have an opinion that's different from the matriarchy. And a Republican congressman is being recruited for whatever reason to primary Ted Cruz, who is one of the most conservative members of the Senate. Heaven forbid, Mike McCall is going to wait until the results are in on November 8th before deciding whether or not to leap, which seems kind of asinine. He doesn't really have as strong of a conservative record as Ted Cruz does, and it seems petty and ridiculous to try to do something like that in this. But, you know, there are people who are going to nurse grudges and do whatever they're going to do. But I just think if we're doing everything that we can to make sure that the White House, Senate and Congress do not fall in Hillary Clinton and Democrats' hands, going after some of the most conservative congressmen who have better gun rights records than you do and actually wrote and supported and helped argue Heller before the Supreme Court, that seems to be a really petty fight to pick. Pick your battles. Folks, our sponsor this quarter hour of our program, the United States Concealed Carry Association, a great organization that helps people figure out what are the legal steps they need to take if they're forced to use their firearm in self-defense. And right now they're having a chance called the chance to win a gun that you've always wanted, called the Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 winners get $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. You're still going to have money left over for ammo. I don't know if you're thinking about a new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Maybe you want to get your very first firearm, something for home defense. There are no restrictions. You can pick anything, any brand, any caliber you want. Just visit protectanddefend.com and enter today. And remember, they're drawing 10 winners, so that means 10 chances for you to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com right now. That's protectanddefend.com from the USCCA.
It's the middle of the night. You wake up drenched, covered in sweat. You could crank the AC all night and try to stay cool, but who can afford that? Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress. Upgrade to a Casper. It was invented with two high-tech foams guaranteeing you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they create the perfect sleep environment, keeping you cool and balanced. The Casper mattress ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why so many people love their Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code DANA50 for $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code DANA50, and get $50 toward the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's time for the Boondocker Ball. Join us Saturday, August 27th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. You'll enjoy an evening of dinner, dancing, costume contest, live auction, a 1940s World War II USO style event. Dance to live music from the Lou White Band. Ticket prices are $35 single, $50 per couple, or sponsor a table of 10 for $500, which includes a $400 drawing package. For more information, see NorCalVeteransMuseum.org or the museum Facebook page. For ticket purchasing information, call our offices at 378-2280. Also, see Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane in Reading, right off Cypress. Tickets also available at the Classic Cafe on Athens Avenue. Once again, for more information, call 378-2280. Thank you for your support. We'll see you there.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR. What shall we do about them?
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Speck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Mews with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
The regulations we were discussing from the study from the American Action Forum, the president averages about $100 million in $100 million regulation every 3 days. 600 major regulations, 20% more than Bush. And a major regulation, AAF defines it as one that has economic impact. Brandon Morse has this at Red State, one that has economic impact of $100 million or more. And this, the enormity of this number comes into distinct focus when you see that the president averages about 81 of these major regulations a year, or about one every 3 days or two a week. That's, and he's, I mean, that's, he's not done yet because we still have some months of his term left. It is insane. You can see, I mean, no wonder that this is going to be our first president ever in history to not break 3% GDP growth. It's crazy. Craziness. averages a $100 million regulation every 3 days. I guess that's what he meant when he was talking about fundamental transformation, perhaps. I just, crazy. That is so, so much. We can't, can you imagine what Hillary Clinton would do? Coming up next hour, we're going to get into some of the polling. Actually, no, not next hour. Coming up here in our next break, in our next segment, we're going to look at Georgia. We're going to look at Texas. We're going to look at a couple of different polls. This from Pew, from Reuters. There's a Monmouth poll that's out. And, of course, 538 as well. And we'll look at some RCP averages because the way it is right now, if the election were held today, Hillary Clinton would win by a few points. There's a few points there. She'd win by a few points. And that's kind of a terrifying prospect, particularly after I just shared with you the cost of those regulations, right? It's kind of scary. We're going to get into all of that, and we have Florida Man on the way as well. Don't go anywhere. More of the Dana Show in minutes.
The Dana Show.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeats.com.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you to attend your CCW renewal training at least 4 weeks from the expiration date on your permit. You can download all of your applications from our website, readingccw.com, as well as schedule your initial or renewal CCW training. Call NFI at 530-999-1822. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Hey, this is Carl Bott from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
If it's happening, Dana's on it.
It's out! It's out! It's out!
The Dana Show.
American workers have paid taxes their whole lives, and they should not be taxed again at death. It's just plain wrong, and most people agree with that.
Yeah. Well, I think that's true. There's something to that. I think it's true. Of course, Hillary Clinton is infuriated at his... Well, what is it? She doesn't like his... She did not like his economic... Trump's economic speech. Audio summit 11... She was raging at it. Check it.
His tax plan will give super big tax breaks to large corporations and the really wealthy, just like him and the guys who wrote the speech, right? He wants to roll back regulations on Wall Street. He wants to eliminate the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which has saved billions of dollars for Americans. He wants to basically just repackage trickle-down economics. Now, you know that old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
No.
Trickle-down economics does not help our economy grow. It does not help the vast majority of Americans, but it does really well for people already at the top.
Does she know how economics work? Trickle-down economics doesn't work. What works is everybody's socialism. Socialism is the best. For real. Like, how does she know how this works? Does she know how that works? I'm just, like, curious. I'm just, like, wondering. Because doesn't seem... It has worked. It shows that it works. When you have businesses that have more capital, business owners like to make money, so they want to expand. That means they have to hire more people and pay more wages, and they have to... all of that. Good heavens. Like, it's like... I wouldn't expect her to know, because she never actually had to make payroll. She never had to do any of that stuff. She's not a business owner. She doesn't know anything about price. She's only worked in public sector. So, yeah, I don't think that she knows what trickle-down economics is. She doesn't seem to have a really good grasp of what that actually is. And it's not like I'm entirely surprised either. I just, anything is better than her getting up there doing the Oprah. Like, you get a car, and you get a car, and you get all this free stuff, and you do this, and woo! You get all of these things, so great! A few things. I want to look at some of the polling real quick, and then I have a story about the VA that's going to make you angry. Angrier. NBC News has a poll where they say Clinton's opening up a double-digit lead over Trump. Now, we're going to look at the RCP average stuff here momentarily, so I want to look at this particular point. I just strictly want to look at this NBC poll. They say it's a 10-point lead over Trump, 51 to 41. This is from an NBC News SurveyMonkey weekly. Sounds so professional. Weekly election tracking poll. They say it's up from an 8-point gap last week. They say the 10-point, of course, that would make it the biggest spread in the tracking poll. So... this, they say she has a 6-point advantage, even with Gary Johnson and Jill Stein. Gary Johnson only clocks in at 10%, Jill Stein at 4%, Trump at 38%, if it's a 4. And, of course, she's got more women that like her, because vagina 2016, right? She and Trump, though, are pretty, without voters without college degrees, they're pretty neck and neck on that. So that's kind of, when people try to impugn the characters of those voting Republican, it doesn't really work so well, because that's her. She doesn't, I think that his economic, if he can stay on point, particularly with his economic plan, I think that will be incredibly helpful, because he got, and I got into this a little bit. I was on MSNBC last night. Oh, I know. And there was this discussion of reboot, because I'm looking at this polling, and all of the discussion about reboot for him centers around the polling that they've gotten in the past few days. Like Georgia, for instance, she's up by 7 points in Georgia. Now, Georgia, it's interesting. Although Georgia didn't go Republican in 1992 and 1996. So the Hill's actually incorrect on that, because I believe they also went in 1996, it went for Bill Clinton. So I think the Hill is incorrect on this. But they say that she's leading there by 7 points. Looking at likely voters is even more so than registered voters, because registered voters doesn't mean that they're likely to go out and vote. Likely voters, though, that's why they have all these different classifications. She leads 13 points among likely voters. This is the Monmouth poll that I was telling you about. Monmouth University shows her leading Trump 50 to 37 amongst likely voters. Likely voters turn out less for Gary Johnson and Jill Stein at 7 and 2% respectively. Only 3% are undecided. Now, this was done before... Now, this poll was done immediately before the convention, so this does not include anybody's bump or anything else. And it's a pretty... When I'm looking... I mean, it's not... There are a few more Democrats that have been surveyed, but I don't think it's enough to push anything beyond... I don't think it's enough to push it in a margin of error, you know, where it depending on if it's like 3 points, that it could make it, you know, very much, it could make it even. But it's a pretty sizable survey. This was conducted last Thursday through Sunday. And so it's one of the more recent sizable polls that was conducted. So 538 has a piece up where it says the polls aren't skewed. Trump is losing. And I'm looking at and Nate Silver, like I said, I think his stuff is pretty solid. And Trump is behind in the polls right now. We just need to be need to be honest about this. He is behind in the polls. And I mean, even RCP, which is not so much liberal, it's really heavily sided by conservatives. The spread that Clinton has on Trump with an average of all of the polls is 7.5. In the CNN ORC, CBS News, Economist YouGov, Reuters, Ipsos, Fox News, NBC, Wall Street Journal, McClatchy, Marist, IBD, ABC News, Washington Post, LA Times, USC, NBC News, all have Clinton ahead. The lowest one is a two-point, or the smallest margin is a two-point lead that Clinton has in an LA Times USC poll that was taken August 2nd through August 8th. And all of these polls, the latest one is July 31st. The most recent one came out yesterday, and that's or came out the day before yesterday, excuse me, and that's the NBC poll. The Monmouth poll is not included in this. So he's behind in polling. In all of the polling, he's behind. Now, I don't know what internals show. This is just what we know from public polling, which sometimes I hate, sometimes I like. But in the polls, he's behind. And this, they say that, I was reading Nate, the polls aren't skewed, Trump is losing. I was reading, I was reading Nate Silver's piece on this. And he sounds incredibly exasperated because 4 years ago, he went through a huge fight with Democrats about this, and they were infuriated at him because he was saying, look, you're going to lose the House, and you're going to lose the House, and you're standing a chance to lose the Senate. And they were livid because they wanted Nate Silver in 538 to tell them what they wanted to hear, and he wouldn't. So now they're saying that pollsters are using more Democrats than they should. He argues that, oh, people are criticizing, saying that the percentage of Democrats and Republicans should be equal, they should be more Republicans. He points to one poll, the recent one from ABC News and Washington Post, where 33% of registered voters identify as Democrats, 27 Republicans, and that had Hillary ahead by 8. He says, let me say this plainly, the polls are not skewed. They weren't in 2012, and they aren't now. He says the basic premise of the unskewers is incorrect. Most pollsters don't weight their results by party self-identification, which polls get by asking a question like, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a XYZ? He says identification is an attitude, not a demographic. I think that there's an argument to be made to the contrary, but I understand what he's arguing. But he gets into self-identification, and he looks at how, and he has this whole thing out as to how his polling and how his averages are accurate. And, I mean, the bottom line about this is that it is, he's behind in the polls. Now, he can make this up. He's behind in the polls because he forgot that he needed to fight Hillary Clinton. This is what I was talking about last week. You can't sit here and have this fight with the cons. What the hell is good of having a surrogate if your surrogates aren't fighting, if you do not allow your surrogates to do the thing that you brought them on board to do, which is to fight the battles that you can't? That is what surrogates do. Hillary Clinton does not fight Donald Trump's surrogates. Hillary Clinton is not out there arguing with, Katrina Pearson. She's not out there arguing with Scotty Hughes or whatever the hell her name is. She's not out there arguing with these people. He's got a frillion surrogates that he's, there's a million of them. They're a dime a dozen. He's got these surrogates. You don't see Hillary Clinton arguing with them. Nor do you see her arguing with anybody else from the convention that wasn't Donald Trump. Trump, in the meantime, I get, he fights, and you want somebody that fights. But you don't want people to fight every damn thing that blinks. You have to be able to pick your battles. Being a warrior is just as much as knowing what battles to pick as it is winning those battles. And if you're picking every single battle, that means you're not going to win every single battle. And if you're a candidate who's on average behind 7 in the polls, you can't afford to lose a battle right now. We're getting ready to go into September, and then it's the month of October surprises. And then it's the election. So he has a number of surrogates. He needs to let these people do the job. His surrogates should be the ones that are going after Khan. Now, I'm telling you what, this one story of the terrorist dad in Orlando, the guy who pledged support to Taliban being right up there behind Hillary Clinton, they're baiting Trump. That was intentional. They purposefully invited him. They're lying through their little lion teeth. They are setting him up because they want to bait him. They're trying to bait him into a response. It is the most obvious damn thing you're going to see today. It is so obvious, it is killing brain cells without the benefit of alcohol. It is so stupidly obvious. It is the most transparent thing Hillary Clinton is ever going to do in her life. They're trying to bait him into responding. And the dumbest thing that he could do is to respond to it. He needs to allow the surrogates that he has to do this for him. This is why you have layers of surrogates. He needs to let the Newt Gingriches, he needs to let the Chris Christies, and he needs to let the other people who are going to be, you know, go away in a couple of years. He needs to let those people fight this battle for him. He cannot respond to this. He should only go after Hillary Clinton. They want to knock him off message. They want to knock him off point. They want to get him talking about it. The reason that they did this is because he was actually solid on an economic speech. He actually made some points. Stephen Moore worked on this with him, and it was a solid speech. I told you the one thing I disagreed with, the punitive measure of businesses who leave. You just want to make the environment so good that no business would ever want to leave. They want to stay here in the United States. That's all you got to say about that. Otherwise, it was a solid speech. And people who have been let down by Democrats and let down by Hillary Clinton, that resonated with them. So now they're going to try to bait him off message again. So they got this. What the hell else reason can you surmise why they allowed a terrorist to sit on stage behind her and grin and all that stuff and bring a gun control banner? Because they want to bait him into responding, and they're just waiting for him to do it. And the dumbest thing he could do right now is to respond. If he continues to stay on message and he refuses to let them call his number out every time, then he has a chance of closing this up. And this is going to be a different looking general election in a couple of weeks. But he's not going to do it if he fights. You don't have to attend. He has battle to which you are invited, and that's what they're hoping to do here. And hopefully his staffers are saying, no, let's let the other guys go to bat for this. Let's let them do it. Folks, Super Beets gives you all day energy and only 3 grams of sugar. This isn't snake oil. Nitric oxide, actually, back in 1998, two scientists were awarded the Nobel Prize in Science because they discovered the effect that nitric oxide has on the body. You get nitric oxide from dietary nitrates, and it maintains healthy blood pressure. It increases your circulation, gives you an all-day energy and stamina, and it supports healthy blood pressure, supports a healthy heart. The best way to get them is from beets. Beets are loaded with them. But some people, like me, think beets taste heinous. Thankfully, Super Beets, the best way to get them, they have a cold drying process. So if you use heat to cook beets, you're killing the nitrates. Heat destroys nitrates. The cold process, though, protects the full concentration. Just diminishes it down to a powder, 1 teaspoon, 4 ounces of water, and yogurt or a smoothie, and you'll feel that all-day boost in as little as 20 minutes. It's all it takes. And there's no crash. And that drying process eliminates the vegetable taste. It has a mild berry flavor. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order, regular or black cherry, free book, free indicator strips to measure your nitrate levels before and after. Plus, you get free shipping and your money back if you don't like it, guaranteed. 1-800-664-5617 or visit DanaShootsBeats.com. That's DanaShootsBeats.com.
Not available in all states. Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reason Irby's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, from Reason Irby's, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
Wait, you mean I can own my own frozen yogurt robots?
And make money at the same time. These robots are the future of frozen yogurt franchising. They can be placed almost anywhere and operate 24/7. Malls, theme parks, grocery stores, you name it.
A robot that serves frozen yogurt. That's revolutionary.
Exactly. Reason Irby's Froyo robots are taking the market by storm. No more messy yogurt bars, long lines, or do-it-yourself machines. Just delicious frozen yogurt in 60 seconds or less. Anytime, anywhere.
How do I get my own Reason Irby's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 1111. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 1111.
Now, I'm sure you know that I am a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms, and that's why I'm also a member of the USCCA, whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what firearms call in your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun, or maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or a shotgun for hunting season, or maybe it's your very first firearm that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any firearm, any brand, and any caliber. Just visit protectanddefend.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit protectanddefend.com today. That's protectanddefend.com.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
Gotta love a little Odetta. Telling you. All right, we got some Florida Man for you. Let's go ahead and kick it.
Hey, brother. It's time to check in on Florida Man.
I'm not even sure which story to start with. That's how... All right, let me start with this one. Florida Man stole a Coke truck, rammed through a gate, and backed over an off-duty cop, crashed into another cop, and then was shot while choking out another cop. I'll start from the beginning. This is Fox Channel 13 in Tampa. A Florida man was killed by an off-duty Pasco County detention deputy Friday following a wild scene that investigators say involved a domestic dispute, a stolen beverage truck, and a violent fight. The ordeal started around 5 a.m. when a 911 caller told dispatchers that a man was following her along the Pasco-Hernando border. That's when Hernando County deputies said they tracked down Ronald Robibaro, R-O-B-B-I-B-A-R-O, Robibaro, right? Yeah, it's like blah, 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 blog. It's like that. He was out of his car and told them he was looking for a Bible he had lost. Give it to Jesus. Hernando investigators said they allowed him to leave because he hadn't broken any laws, and, you know, and then he did say Bible, so maybe he's good. Soon after, though, there was a crash, and a witness reported seeing someone, later identified as Robibaro, run into a Coca-Cola facility. Workers said Robibaro hopped into a running truck and sped away down US 24, 41 rather, smashing through the gate. When an off-duty detention deputy spotted the truck driving erratically, he followed it in his personal vehicle. And at some point, Robert Barrow slammed on the truck's brakes, backed over the hood of the deputy's yellow Mustang, and took off. Then it was speeding southbound down U.S. 41, came across another off-duty detention deputy also driving his personal vehicle. That's when Robert Barrow drove the truck right into the front of the deputy's pickup truck. Both vehicles veered off the road. The detention deputy was in full uniform, and the suspect and deputy jumped out of their vehicles at the same time. That's when the suspect charged at the deputy. He attacked the deputy, and a violent fight ensued. Robert Barrow began choking him out, so the cop fired two shots. Both struck the suspect, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Good heavens. Good heavens. Florida man stalks a woman, delivers pizza and fireworks to her house. This is in Lake Worth. A Florida man was arrested last Thursday after Palm Beach Sheriff's deputies say that he stalked a woman by sending pizza and fireworks to her house and also making a customized parking sign at her job. Gregory Narcisse, 28, faces charges of aggravated stalking and cyber-stalking, and he was ordered to be held on a $12,000 bond on Friday. He would send pictures of his man parts to her, and he would sext her. And then he made a sign that said, parking for the Diamond Princess only. All others will be crushed and melted by Greg. That was her parking spot sign. I mean, nothing says romance like that craziness. He also sent a pizza to her house and ordered a box of fireworks with a car that stated how pretty she was in her pink top, according to the report. He sent her more than 500 text messages, which police recovered. He goes back in court on September 6th. Crazy! Crazy, crazy, crazy! Quick break. Cavemen have been more romantic, says Kane. Quick break, third hour on the way.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. House Speaker Paul Ryan's defeated the long-shot Republican primary challenger. Ryan beat businessman Paul Mellon in Tuesday's Wisconsin primary. Ryan was first elected in 1998, and this is his first election win since becoming Speaker last fall. Donald Trump says he's unconcerned by Monday's letter from 50 Republican former national security chiefs who say he's the most reckless presidential candidate ever.
These are 50 people that have been running our country forever, and they said, we can't support Donald Trump. The reason they can't, you know why? Because I'm not going to hire these people. I don't want these people.
Speaking in Wilmington, North Carolina, Trump said Second Amendment advocates might find a way to stop Hillary Clinton from grabbing our guns if she's elected, which drew quick accusations from Clinton's camp that he was advocating violence against the Democratic nominee. Trump refuted the charge, saying he was just recognizing the zeal of Second Amendment supporters to rally. Meanwhile, also in Wilmington at the same venue, while the State Department denies any connection between Clinton's emails and the execution of the Iranian scientist who helped the U.S., former New York Mayor Giuliani told the crowd there still could be a link.
I don't know the connection between that and the death of Mr. Amari, but what I do know is it put a lot more attention on him when they found those emails.
Giuliani said regardless of whether there is or not a link, her behavior over the emails is criminal.
Remember Hillary told us there was no top secret information on her emails? Remember she told us that? Well, she lied.
The Southwest will see another round of storms on Wednesday as rains associated with Tropical Storm Javier in Mexico head north. Heavy rains expected for a second day in Tucson. Flash flood watch is in effect till Thursday. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey there, this is Eric Metaxas. Lately, I've been telling you about Liberty University's online degree programs. Liberty University is the world's largest Christian university with over 95,000 students studying around the world through Liberty's online programs. While there are a lot of universities who've jumped into online education, few can deliver on the promise of a quality education with such flexibility, and even fewer can actually point to a graduate of their online program like my friend Morgan from Nashville.
I did it. I actually got my degree from Liberty University. 2 degrees, actually. Not only has this process taught me self-discipline, I've also learned that it is never too late to fulfill your dreams. And I did it all online. I did it, and you can too.
Call Liberty University now at 800-424-9595. That's 800-424-9595, 800-424-9595, or visit liberty.edu/online. Flexible, affordable, possible. Liberty University Online.
Unhappy with candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Republican Evan McMullen has launched a presidential bid. Washington Post writer Robert Costa says the Brigham Young University graduate and former CIA employee has a chance to capture Utah.
Large population. If he ran a gubernatorial style campaign in Utah, sure, he could win.
Costa tells the Salem Radio Network that McMullen is unlikely to win the White House, but a strong showing in Utah could hurt Trump's campaign.
I think he has a chance maybe of pulling off some votes in Utah. I mean, he's obviously not going to be a national competitive candidate because of the ballot access, and he's missed a lot of ballots. But if he can get some conservatives in Utah to break away, maybe he makes that state a Clinton win, and that hurts Trump nationally.
Costa was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. A Muslim flight attendant suing ExpressJet for suspending her because she refused to serve alcohol to passengers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In Rio Tuesday night at the Olympics, swimmer Katie Ledecky wins another gold, this time in the 200-meter freestyle, but she said she really had to earn this one.
That was a really tough race, and it hurt really badly. Pretty sure that's the closest I've come to throwing up in the middle of a race, but I'm just so glad I got my hand on the wall first that it was all worth it.
Michael Phelps won his 20th and 21st gold medals of his Olympic career, the one in the 200-meter butterfly, then later on in the evening as part of the 4x200-meter freestyle relay. U.S. Women's Gymnastics takes the team gold Tuesday night. Defending champion Serena Williams is out after a stunning loss in the third round of tennis singles. And the U.S. and Colombia women play to a 2-2 draw in women's soccer. Men's basketball face their toughest test yet. On Wednesday night, they play Australia. More news and analysis. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Redding Kia's construction sale continues at 380 East Cypress Avenue in Redding with a great deal waiting for you.
The 2016 Kia Soul is the highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
And now with $750 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months.
All 1614s and Optimus are priced to move with $1,000 bonus cash and 0% financing for 66 months. That's free money.
16 Sedonas, $500 bonus cash and 0% for 66 months.
17 Sorentos, $500 bonus cash and 1.9% for 72 months. And every new Kia sold comes with complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotation.
There's no better time than right now to head to Redding Kia.
Take a test drive, make a great deal, save money, be happy.
Plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, and any emission testing fee on approval of credit subject to prior sale ends September 5th.
Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, Facebook, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Dina Show. show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Why is she struggling to answer these questions about her email?
I don't think she is struggling. She's answered them 9,000 times. Look, what you have is an organized hit group led by Rudy Giuliani, and Donald, of course, can't resist getting into this, who want to change the subject.
But
Trump
hasn't
had
been
probably
a
the worst
simple
two...
answer. With all due respect, it hasn't, you know, there hasn't just been a simple...
Of course, it's not a simple answer. How can it be a simple answer? It's an incredibly complicated problem. What more do you want? The director of the FBI said she was truthful, and that there were no classified emails. What more do you want?
She was
Why
truthful
would you
in her
go...
testimony to the FBI in answering those questions.
Yeah, well, that's what more do you want? What more do you want?
He seems like he's mad. You mad, bro? You mad? He seems like he's not happy about that. I just don't. Howard Dean is, he's like always right on the verge of yelling, like at any given point. It's kind of crazy. Third hour of the program, DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. The last live book signing event of the book tour wraps up in my hometown, St. Louis, this Friday at Gander Mountain in Fenton from 6 to 8 p.m. I so advise you to get there early. Get there early for real. And I'm looking forward to it. Bring me your copy of Flyover Nation. Let me sign it for you. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody out there. It'll be a lot of fun. And you can get the details. I'll tweet it out again. You can. I'm going to be out there with my affiliate, 1260 AM, The Answer. And you can go to DanaRadio.com, click on the events tab. And it's the last date for a live book signing of this book tour. I've been gone every single weekend this summer. So I'm going to have one weekend of summer with my kids before they go back to school. So. It's been good to see everybody. But this is the last event, so come on out. Let me sign your copy. It'll be a lot of fun. In the meantime, this just flew past me here. It just now is in from Politico. Ooh, I like this. I like you a lot. Me like you. It says GOP is buzzing about Fiorina as the RNC head. Ooh. The former presidential candidate's outreach to state chairs has some speculating that she's aiming to lead the organization. Carly Fiorina's quiet outreach to state party chairs in recent days has top Republicans speculating that she's laying groundwork for a Republican National Committee chairmanship bid. Oh, my gosh. Because Reince Priebus is sucking the soul out of the party, what are those little wispy things in Harry Potter? I just screwed up my own analogy.
I don't know. Succubuses.
Death
is what
Eaters.
I went with.
No, not Death Eaters. Anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. He's killing this party. Reince Priebus, it's the worst. It's been bad. It has been bad. I was arguing back and forth with a friend. It was like, no, you know, he really hasn't been that bad, Dana. I mean, it's really, you know, you're just being too harsh on him. It hasn't been that bad. I mean, it's like, you know, you got to, really? Because, and they say, I mean, look, Dana, look how many governorships we won. Look how many state legislatures we've won. Look at the House. We got the House back. We got the Senate. Yeah. I see that. But he also is the entire reason that there's a civil war going on in the right now. Because Reince Priebus has this obsession with going after and eliminating limited government Republicans. He wants everybody to be establishment. He's been on this, like, hunt forever. And it's incredibly frustrating. So it's, you know, I would love to see if Carly Fiorina goes after that job, Carly Fiorina is going to get that job. And I think she would be a fantastic RNC head. I think that there are a lot of people who might stop and say, maybe we can come back. Because the reason that this is such a crap show right now is because the leadership at the RNC, dementors. God bless you, Christina. Dementors. Reince Priebus is sucking the soul out of the RNC like dementors suck the souls out of their victims. There you go. Now my analogy works! Woo! There's nothing that makes me angrier than when I get stuck and I can't think of the word. It's on the tip of my tongue. Thank you, Marty. Marty dropped in Slack. Very nice Harry Potter reference. You are quite welcome. So I'm just... he's just not, I haven't been pleased with him as an RNC head, and it's not, I just think that the leadership has been poor. It's been poor, and he has done more to kick off the civil war than anything else. He, and even after it became obvious that, you know, the nominee was going to be who the nominee was, then he even was, it was like he went about face, like he was slow in getting to unite behind the candidate, which then allowed this civil war to fester further. He has not been a good leader of this for the past several years. So I'm stoked to see Carly Fiorina. I hope it's serious. I'm stoked to see that she's seriously considering this, or that it's even rumored that she's seriously considering it. We've been discussing earlier, we started off the show talking about how Hillary Clinton, the Democrats invited the father of Orlando terrorist who had pledged allegiance to ISIS, Omar Mateen. His father, Sadiq Mateen, who has pledged publicly his loyalty to the Taliban, and who has publicly written about how all gays should be punished, he was given a VIP spot sitting right behind her during her rally in Florida. Huh. Right there. I mean, he completely agreed with his son's views on gays. Like, he didn't really say anything. He didn't really condemn his son for what he did. And he was sitting up there, and then he had this big gun control sign, which, of course, you know, gun control advocates and terrorists, because, yes, when you pledge allegiance to ISIS, you're a terrorist. So his dad's a terrorist. So, yes, gun control advocates and terrorists, they totally agree. Because that people should be made soft targets. We have, let's see, we were going over the polling, and I don't know if I'm going to have time to get this this ridiculous story that I wanted to fisk from New York Post over. But we had this Mateen thing, though, I tell you. The Clinton campaign came out, and they had said, I've opened this up, they responded to the report. This is what their response was. Because everybody was talking about this. They were trying to walk away from it as much as possible. So a Clinton official said that, oh, he wasn't invited as a guest, and the campaign was totally unaware of his attendance until after the event. Which I don't believe. Because like I've said, I can't tell you how many trillions of rallies that I've covered. They know who the people are that they're sitting on stage behind the candidate. They are personally invited to sit on stage behind the candidate. That's not open seating where you can just go up there and sit. Those are all reserved spots, every one of them. And there's every single, on either side of the party, doesn't matter. Republicans and Democrats, that's how it works. It's how it's always worked. It's how it's always will work. And so these people are idiotic if they think that they're going to tell you otherwise. Anyone who tells you otherwise does not know what they're talking about, so you can put your hand up and tell them to shut up. So, politely. They knew he was there. They're doing this because they're baiting Trump. They want Trump to get off message. They want Trump to get off message because he had a strong economic speech. Thanks, Stephen Moore is helping him craft his economic plan and helping him craft his messaging on this. And except for the punitive measures about businesses leaving, because you want to create a business environment so great that businesses won't ever want to leave, so then you don't have to threaten them with punitive measures. But that was my only major disagreement with the address. Everything else, I thought the messaging was good. And he gave a good speech, and that's what he needs to do if he wants to close this, on average, 7-point gap between himself and Hillary Clinton in all the polls. We just went over some of the polling. RCP average has it as a 7-point gap. And that's why everybody's talking about whether he can reboot his campaign. I don't know. Whether he can reboot his campaign or not, I'm not sure. But that's he's got to be able to make up that gap. Otherwise, it's only going to grow. Because he was out there fighting everybody and their brother and not really focusing on Hillary Clinton. He wasn't focusing. He would sit here and he would say how he was going to do this stuff. But people, you cannot run a general election the way you run a primary. You're talking to two different groups of people here at this point. You can't run them the same. They're completely, entirely different. And so it's not enough to say that you're going to do something. You need to have concrete policy, how you're going to accomplish this. That's what people want to know. And so there are a lot of things that people liked in his economic speech. There's some things that people didn't like, but by and large, it's better than what Hillary Clinton's going to say. And she knows that. And that's why she decided, I think that's why they're baiting him with this Sadiq Mateen sitting behind her, because they know his number. And they know that if they throw this out here, then, you know, I mean, they'll be able to just, you know, he'll say something about it, and they'll be able to get him again off point, and then it's going to be just a giant crap show all over again. He stays on message. If he can stay on message, that's the thing. Time for Quick Five.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
This was ridiculous. An NBC announcer said that Simone Biles' parents aren't her parents because she was adopted by her grandparents, a Christian couple from Texas. Her mother was a drug addict. Her father left her mother when she was young. And NBC gymnastics commentator Al Troutwig was in super hot water Sunday because he said that Simone Biles' adoptive parents, that they weren't her actual parents. And he said they may be mom and dad, but they're not her parents. And he was screaming at people. He was yelling at people on Twitter. He had said these comments on air, so he finally had to apologize because he's an absolute monster. What a horrific person. Can they pull him off air out of good taste? Don't have him commentate on gymnastics anymore, because that is horrific how he said that about that young lady. And that her grandparents, that is her mom and dad. Give me a break. This is sad. An Argentinian golfer is furious at American Airlines because they lost his clubs on the way to the Olympics. Emiliano Grillo had vented his anger on Twitter Monday after they lost his golf clubs. They went missing on his flight to Rio. He says, "I'm going to miss my chance to compete in the Olympics." Finally, they located his golf clubs, and they were able to get them back to him. He shared a photo of himself hugging them. But he was like, I mean, he needed to get on the green, and he was panicking. He said that there were all the delays, and he goes 20-plus calls and a ton of hours. And he says, I wasn't able to find it, and he came close to missing his chance to compete because of that. Isn't that crazy? Out of all the, how do you lose a big bag of golf clubs? Olympic champion. I love Lily King, how she beat Yulia Efimova. Who served a 16-month ban for doping, but at the last minute was cleared to compete in Rio. And so she got mad. She's a Russian drug cheat, and she hit back. She says, "I thought the Cold War was over because Lily King slammed her, Michael Phelps slammed her. They have no idea why she gets to be there at the Olympics because she literally was cleared at the last minute after she had been banned for forever from because she was doping, because she's a doper. She was cheating to win. Anyway, she... And then the Russian television tried to attack Michael Phelps by saying cupping was the same thing as taking performance-enhancing drugs, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But that was them trying to defend their athlete. That's how communist media is. Ugh. And Saturday Night Live is sacking some folks. Jay Farrow and Taryn Killam, who I actually thought was pretty funny, they're not going to be returning for season 42 in the fall. And I thought Jay Farrow was way underused. He was way underutilized, but he's been doing the stand-up comedy circuit, and Michaels, they say, is ruthless in firing new cast members if they don't produce a lot of work for the show. But, I mean, these guys are veterans, but they went ahead and they got rid of them. That's kind of weird. Anyway, very weird indeed. Folks, you guys know that I switched my mobile phone service back in February because I want to support and I want to pay for service from a mobile phone service that actually supports the, you know, our gun rights. They support the NRA. They support pro-life causes. And, there's this company out there called Credo Mobile. They've given over $80 million to progressive causes. In fact, a lot of mobile phone companies do. And there's never been a conservative pushback on that until Patriot Mobile. This is America's only conservative phone provider, and it's set up to fund conservative causes and initiatives. But you get way better customer service than your previous mobile phone provider. You get way better customer service, and you save on average 10 to 15%. They have the same great phones, but it's better. You also get, right now, if you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT today for switching, they'll give you a free Samsung Galaxy S7, and you'll get unlimited talk, text, data for just $70 a month. Now, I like Patriot Mobile because, I want to support something that supports what I believe in and fight for, and they have great, great service. Use promo code Dana when you sign up, and they'll waive the activation fee for up to two phones. Go to PatriotMobile.com or call 800-A-PATRIOT. That's 800, the letter A, Patriot, PatriotMobile.com.
Are you worried your pet might come down with Zika? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which tracks the spread of Zika around the world, says you don't have to be. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Captain Jennifer McQuiston, Deputy Director in the CDC's Division of High Consequence Pathogens and Pathology Science, has the latest update on pets and Zika.
Even though there have been lots of human cases of Zika, there haven't been any reports of pets becoming sick with the virus. That's great news for animal lovers everywhere.
Zika is just one of the topics on the agenda at the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention, August 5th through 9th in San Antonio, Texas. Dr. Joe Canarney, the AVMA's outgoing president.
Veterinary education sessions cover everything from pain management and stress-free vet visits to disaster response and military working dogs. There are also sessions on veterinary care for horses, production animals, and chickens.
Visit avma.org to learn more.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
There's a party going down at Wind River Resort and Casino. Dress your comic best and join us in a fun and festive atmosphere. Thursday, August 11th from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. as the 21 pit transforms into the ultimate comic party pit. Pure enjoyment featuring $1 select blackjack tables, food and drink specials, hot seat drawings, party wheel for prizes, and friendly dealers. Wear any comic, superhero, or villain attire and receive a free ace or $10 free slot play. Join the blackjack race for your chance to win an Apple iPad Air. See you there. For the ultimate comic party pit. The ultimate. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river. That's not all. Join us on the Elements Patio Friday, August 12th from 8:30 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. as it transforms into a luau patio party. Dress your Hawaiian best and get laid. Are you competitive? Put your skills to the test and enter the beer pong tournament for cash prizes. Featuring a live DJ, food and drink specials, and photo booths. See you there for the Elements Luau Patio Party. Details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Hi, I'm Rick Hughes, host of the newest talk radio show heard here on KCNR 1460 AM on the dial. It's called The Flotline, F-L-O-T, Flotline. It'll be heard every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Come join me and learn how God has tremendous problem-solving devices that you can use to stop the outside sources of adversity before they become the inside sources of stress. That's The Flotline with Rick Hughes every Sunday morning here on KCNR at 7 a.m.
I cannot take this. I can't take. Sometimes I cannot feel my.
Call Dana now at 844-344-3262.
Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to. Make sure you check that out. And, by the way, I'll be in St. Louis, my hometown. I'm broadcasting there Friday. And then I will be signing copies of Flyover Nation at Gander Mountain from 6 to 8 p.m. This is your last chance for a live signing for this book tour. And I'm looking forward to it coming out. Let me sign your copy of Flyover Nation. And it'll be a good time. I do suggest getting there early because the last several events have been, it's been a long line. So I would get there early. It's a lot of fun, though, because you meet some super cool people. You really do. You meet some really cool people. And we have, tonight I'll be on Kelly File. Don't forget Dana on the Blaze at 5 p.m. Central, after which I'll be on Kelly File. Not quite sure yet of what I'm going to be discussing. But I'm looking forward to it, though. It's going to be fun. I'll let you know. I don't know exactly what time. Just follow me on Twitter, at DLash, and we'll be able to keep you up to date with all of that stuff there. Coming up, this was kind of a crazy story. My friend Greg, he had this originally. Cabbies with criminal records. This comes from St. Louis, Fox 2 Now. Cabbies with criminal records can continue driving depending on the crime. A former cab driver named Mahad Abdi reportedly threatened to chop the heads off of police officers in June. That's according to police reports that led to charges against him. The St. Louis Metropolitan Taxi Cab Commission revoked his taxi license that same month. But Abdi got a license several years ago, despite a record of at least 8 previous arrests. This is insane. This is Chris Hayes has this story. He does really good work there, by the way. He was driving his marked cab on a revoked cab license, and when they tipped the MTC, investigators caught up with him, seized his plates, but yet he still drove off in a van that had the marking of the cab company that had fired him. And, I mean, that's dangerous. I would not want to get in a cab with somebody that was talking about chopping off police officers' heads. And this is why you have people who, like, you know, like Uber, these people are the ones who flip out over Uber, really? Keep it here. We have a lot more of the show coming up. Don't go anywhere. Back in just mere minutes, folks.
Go! The Dana Show.
As we head into the summer this year, all I can think about is being outside and exercising and doing fun stuff with my family every chance I get. It's that one time of the year that I want to make sure that my energy level is at its peak so I can enjoy all the fun stuff. Do you feel like you're dragging and you need more energy? If you haven't joined me yet in the Super Beats Revolution, what are you waiting for? You've heard me say it over and over. Beets are a nutrition goldmine. I love that I'm doing something healthy and I have amazing all-day energy and stamina. I take Super Beats every day. I've been using this product for over a year and it works. I can feel the energy that it gives me within 20 minutes and I want you to feel it too. Call 1-800-664-5617 or visit danashootsbeats.com. Get a 30-day supply of regular or black cherry free. It comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on the whole thing. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeats.com.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Speck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office. Yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, red and clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Wow, I love your new place. It's so stylish.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret. I get all my furniture at the Home Consignment Depot.
Really? This dining set? The entertainment center? The sofa?
Yeah, and all the accessories and art, too.
The Home Consignment Depot? Where are they located?
They're at 1313 Hartnell Avenue, between Churn Creek and Victor. You know, next to Signorama. They've got quality furniture for the home and office at prices you can afford. It's definitely the spot to shop for furniture, with new arrivals daily. And they offer an excellent consignment service.
Consignment? How does it work?
It's easy. They sell your quality furniture and send you a check. I received more for mine than if I sold it myself, without the hassles and costs of running an ad.
They sell your quality furniture and accessories and send you the check?
Right. They also offer a pickup and delivery service. They accept all forms of payment, and they're open 7 days a week.
That's good to know.
If I were you, I'd visit their showroom today or call 722-0635, the Home Consignment Depot. It's definitely the spot to shop.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisades Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Slim Shady, please stand up. I repeat, with the real Slim Shady, please stand up. We're going to have a problem here.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before.
Hello. My name is Marshall Bruce Mathers.
Okay, just have to fill out it.
You know what? I don't have a driver's license with me.
Do you have another picture ID?
I don't. I came from work and I don't have my wallet. But the name is Marshall Mathers.
You have to fill back in. You have to fill this out. You'll sign it on the back. You can still vote.
So I can still vote?
Yep. He can still vote. And then this is what is so amazing. So after James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, he went and got Eminem's actual voting ballot. And he could have voted as Eminem. He didn't, but he could have. And all of these progressives are like, oh my gosh, that's voter fraud, you guys. It's voter fraud. James O'Keefe is just... he's just committing voter fraud. It's voter fraud. Voter fraud. Voter fraud. I mean, all of these alarms are going off. Duh. That's the whole point, you blockheads. Yeah, because it's voter fraud. That's why you need an ID to protect your vote. You need an ID to protect your vote. You have to. Oh, my gosh. So it's like, thank you, finally. I mean, I thought, are we going to play the whole song underneath it? Marty was just jamming. But, I mean, isn't that the whole point? It's like, what if I, okay, so like how I did this. Like, what if I just, like, waltzed into D.C., although I think Marty's out in Virginia. And welcome back, Marty, by the way. We missed you. Everything went to hell when you were gone. And it's like, you know, my name is Marty, Mr. Marty Smith. It's not his real last name, but, you know, he was shot in the stomach, so we got to protect his ID.
Anonymity.
My name is Marty Smith. I don't need an ID. I know I've left my wallet, and then they just give me a ballot. I mean, don't you want to protect your vote? Don't you guys want to protect your vote? You know, one time, right after I moved to Texas, I still, for some reason, they actually were going to allow me to vote in Missouri. They forwarded me my voting ballot from Missouri.
Oh, man.
I could have gone to Missouri and voted, and I could have voted in Texas. I didn't because I'm not a Democrat. But I could have voted. See? I mean, everyone's like, oh, you can't. No, but it's a constitutional right. Because I always say, look, you have to have a voter ID to rent a car, to get a hotel room, to buy liquor, to buy cigarettes, to get into the club. You got to have an ID to get an abortion. You got to have an ID to do all of this other stuff. And yet no one's screaming, racism. No one's saying that's racist. Sorry, YSIS, it's racist. It's racist. No one's screaming that. And then people will go, well, none of those things that you mentioned are constitutional rights. Well, guess what? That means that's all the more reason why your right to vote should be protected. Good heavens. For crying out loud. Like, why is this so hard to understand? And then Democrats are like, oh, it's because people are too stupid to go figure out how to go and get an ID. They're too stupid. Nobody knows. It's so sad. It's so bad and sad. That's what they say. This is so insane. But that's how this always is. You know what? I have to, look, there's already an argument that you have to show your ID to exercise a constitutional right. Because I have to show an ID just to buy a gun. So shut your whining up. Shh. Stop it. I mean, unless you think, I think it's racist that I have to, how about this? I think it's racist that I have to show an ID to purchase a firearm. I mean, that's also a constitutional right. You know? Oh, and sexist also. You're so totally right, Kane. It's so sexist. I feel microaggressed. Oh, my gosh. I can't deal, man. But they always say, oh, this is somehow, it's racist if you have to show an ID to vote and all of this stuff. It's so bad. But the problem is that it protects your right to vote so that someone can see, oh, yes, this is the individual who is coming to cast a vote. And we are going to make sure that they are who they say they are. Because how would you like it if you had a Republican and you're a Democrat coming up and saying, oh, yeah, I'm Joe Cool. That's right. Go ahead and give me the ballot. Yeah. And then they vote and they completely, not only do they take away your vote, but then they take your vote and they vote for a Republican. How would you like that? You're cool with that? Because we can do that all day long. I mean, we can dress up as other people and go and get their ballots and vote for them all day long. It's not hard. You don't have an ID. You can go in and vote. It is like, that's like one of the easiest. Oh my gosh. But that's voter fraud, Dana. Oh, and you could have prevented it too by simply protecting your vote with an ID, but you didn't do that when you had the chance. Oh, maybe it's because Democrats are trying to commit voter fraud like they were doing in Harris County, Texas a couple of years ago. Good grief. You have dead people that vote in Illinois. I do think it's hysterical, him in that hat. And those nice little ladies that were there, they didn't know. They didn't know, you guys. They were just like, I mean, it just, yeah, you got to have an ID to do all of these other things, but, you know, You know, sometimes, you know, you get those headlines. You see headlines and you just want to bash your head in on a desk. You just want to just, who was that Muppet on the, you remember the Muppet on Sesame Street and who?
That would bang
Producer
his,
Kane. Yes.
Bang his head on the keyboard.
Who, like, you know what? It's live. It's, hold up. It's live. Hold up. It's live. Live radio. Muppet, piano, head bang. Don Music.
Yeah,
how does
Don
Marty
Music.
Know this? How does he know these things? He's like Rain Man over there. Like, have you ever seen Don Music get mad over Mary? He couldn't do Mary Had a Little Lamb, and he couldn't do Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star one day. And he got so mad about it. And so he started banging his head on the piano. Like, sometimes, do you just ever see news headlines, and you just want to react that way? I saw a headline about something, and I haven't seen the full video, so I'm not going to comment on it yet. But I have a feeling that now that Mateen story is going to go bye-bye. Because the media has found a shiny toy with which to distract from the ridiculousness of having a terrorist sitting behind you in the VIP section of your rally. I can't wait until after. I want November 8th to come and go. I want to be after November 8th. Like, I want to know, like, how it's, you know, situated. So I can just eat turkey and be like, either we're going to go to hell or, you know, we might actually. Anyway, God help us all. God help us all. Can we talk about something other than politics right now? You guys are going to know what I'm talking about here very shortly. I'm not even going to touch it right now. Just because it's a live radio and there are not enough dumb buttons. There are not enough dumb buttons. And I'm doing a favor for all of our programming directors. You all know you're going to hear about it all tonight. It's a big old headline. You're going to hear about it all tonight. Oh, it's already blowing up. You can see it just about anywhere. That's what my For Crying Out Loud tweet was about just a minute ago, a couple minutes ago. Oh, yeah. You're going to see it. You're going to see it everywhere. And it's going to completely just sweep that little Omar Mateen story right out of there. And then his dad being a terrorist and being there sitting behind Hillary. You're going to see it. Ah. That's. You know what, Kane? Have you been watching the Olympics?
Yeah, I've been catching it here and there. You know, Rio's only a couple hours difference in Rio, you know, as far as time zones are concerned.
I thought it's actually just an East Coast time, isn't it?
Yeah,
no?
It's like it's 1 hour beyond East Coast time or something.
Oh, okay.
So it's, you know, we're able to kind of see this in real time, unlike the tape delay stuff when we had it in Sochi, that one. Remember in Sochi? It was like you're watching at 3 a.m, mm-hmm. anything live. But, yeah, I've been able to catch some things.
Yeah. Oh, good. Good. Well, I watched some of the, I didn't get to watch everything, but I watched. I was working pretty late last night, and then by the time I finished, I think I missed most of the coverage. But all I know is I saw a little bit of Simone Biles doing this floor routine.
Oh, yeah.
If you've ever wanted to know what a rocket looks like when it does perfectly executed gymnastics routines, that's what Simone Biles does.
That's almost unhuman. Like, I know that I'd never be able to do anything like that.
Like, it was almost like I think she has invisible wings. It was amazing. Like, I'm watching her flip around, and I'm like, I don't even know what I just saw. Seriously, like, the time that it takes Simone Biles, she does so many flips. This girl flips. You can go as she's in the air flipping because she gets so much air. You can go and, like, get you a soda and go and get you some popcorn and let the dogs out and all this stuff. And you go back, girl's still in the air. You're like, you know what? I got time to, you know, put the clothes in the dryer on a wrinkle.
Microwave
recycle.
A burrito.
Yeah, microwave you a burrito, a hot pocket. You come back, and then finally, she's getting down, and she's about finished flipping. I'm just saying. I mean, she's really good. She's so good. I did classical ballet for 17 years. Although I secretly always wanted to be a gymnast. And I have a horror story about vault, which is the thing I was the worst at. Parallel bars, I was amazing. I could flip and throw around on parallel bars forever. I had to get out of gymnastics because my instructors in ballet did not like how muscly it was making me. Because there's like, you have to look a certain way. And they didn't like what it was doing to my turnout. And they didn't like what it was doing, how it was affecting my performance. Oh, yeah, it was serious. So anyway, I couldn't do a vault to save my life. I would have been a meme trying to vault. Like, I could not vault to say it. Like, if the entire lives of everyone in the country depended on Dana doing a vault, we'd all be dead.
We'd all be dead.
I tried to leapfrog over it. I couldn't even do that. I I don't know how, but I tripped over it as I was in the air trying to leapfrog over it. And I fell on it. I hit my head on the vault, and I just fell down and crumpled up right there at the base of the vault. It was horrific. So that was about it. I wasn't that person. I can't, for whatever reason, whenever I jump, if I try to jump over something, my legs feel like, no, we need to get back on the ground. And they just want to touch the ground again. And it just makes everything a nightmare. I don't know. But I can't. I watch them vault, and when I get real nervous or when I get real worked up or I'm in deep in thought, I do this thing where I'll rub my hands together and I look maniacal, but I don't mean to do it. And I just realized the whole time when I was watching her do, like, her routine, Simone Biles, I was just, like, rubbing my hands together the whole time, like, girl, don't fall, girl, don't fall. Like, don't fall, girl, don't. I'm as bad as these parents watching the. It's horrible. Oh, it makes me nervous. But anyway, like, I didn't even need to worry because she's ridiculously amazing. Oh, so, I mean, who's Simone Biles fall? Whatever. She's never. I don't think she's ever fallen in her life. Folks, the Purple Heart Foundation, this is a fantastic organization, and they work in raising awareness for veterans and their needs. It's a real privilege to help veterans when they come home and their families. Purple Heart does it every day, and I work with them because of the wide range of services that they provide for veterans across the country to make sure that vets know they're not alone. They celebrate veterans, and they provide emotional and physical, educational, financial support for homeless veterans, for all veterans, whether you're combat wounded or not, all vets and their families. And they don't just help, like I said, combat wounded soldiers. They help all vets, carrying on the legacy of the Purple Heart Foundation. Pledge your support to the Purple Heart Foundation today. Go to givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or call 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. All donations 100% tax deductible, and they all go to the vets.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
It's the middle of the night, and you wake up drenched, covered in sweat. Ew. Sure, you can crank up the AC all night, but who can afford that? So do what I did. Get rid of your heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. I'm sleeping as cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams, guaranteeing that you sleep cool and comfortable. In fact, Time Magazine named Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. It ships for free in a box so small, you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it super simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. Best of all, you can try it in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. And if you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund you everything. Discover why I love my Casper mattress. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com and use code Dana50 for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's Casper.com, code Dana50, and get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. Casper.com, terms and conditions apply.
Playing ball is a fun and healthy activity. Unfortunately, the cost of organized sports participation is out of reach of many children. Ardwood and Play Ball Foundation's mission is to increase local youth sports participation through education, providing equipment, and fee assistance. Join us Saturday, August 27th at 10 a.m. for the Home Run Derby fundraiser at Big League Dream Sports Park, sponsored in part by Tugwell Roofing. Admission is free and includes a kids' venue, raffle prizes, concessions, and good old-fashioned home run hitting. For more information, visit us on Facebook or call 440-4211.
On Saturday, September 10th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural, show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 10th at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
It's time for The Legal Edge, a look at your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. And now, with a look at what's happening on the legal front, the president of the Pacific Justice Institute, Brad Dacus.
Recently, the California Board of Education unanimously approved implementing references to gay role models throughout history and social science curriculum. As early as the second grade, children will now be immersed into the gay rights movement and other similar topics within their mainstream education. This law will also prohibit the implementation of any classroom materials, including health studies, that reflect adversely upon LGBT lifestyles. These new guidelines will only diminish the importance of prominent events and historical figures for the sake of being replaced by LGBT icons. I'm Brad Dacus.
To find out more about The Legal Edge, call 916-857-6900 or log on at pacificjustice.org.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Connect with Dana at DanaRadio.com. The Dana Show.
DanaRadio.com, at DLash on Twitter, Dana.Lash on Snapchat, The Dana Show on Facebook, Your Mom at YourMom.com. I don't even know. There's just like so many. I got confused. Flyover Nation, you can't run a country you've never been to, so don't even try. I'll be signing copies the last stop on my book tour. In St. Louis on Friday, I'll be at Fenton's Gander Mountain, 6 to 8 p.m. Come and take a gander. Oh, look at that. Yeah, look, I did that. I did this as an accident. I didn't even know. I was like, I don't know what to say after that. Let's just do this. Perfect. It's beautiful. So come back. Come down to Fenton Gander Mountain, 6 to 8 p.m. Get there early. Bring your book. Let me sign your book. It'll be fun. And you meet some of the best people. It's so fun. So, oh, my gosh. I'm going to save that soundbite for tomorrow because... You know what I'm talking about. Gosh, can we just please keep the man on a teleprompter? You know what? I think we all made too much fun of the teleprompter. I get it. You know, there's a time when you can reach out and you can speak to people, and it's great to be able to just reach right into their souls and be like, hi. I get it. I love it. But you also need to be able to stay on point. You know what I'm saying? You need to make sure that you can stay on point. And that's super important. And I just, golly, I think like we made too much fun of the teleprompter. The teleprompter's not a bad thing, you know? I mean, it keeps people on point, right? Especially when they say things and they just shoot off. It keeps them on point and they can make some great messages and get some great talking points out there. You know what I'm saying? Right? Yeah? Like on jobs and on... economics,
right.
And
taxes,
things of like that.
Regulation, trade.
Yes. So good.
You name it. Immigration.
Great. So good. So good. I totally agree with that. All about it. So I'm just, you know, sometimes I'm just like, let's...
Look, it's admirable to hear somebody speak their mind, but then there's a tipping point where they just get so used to saying what's on their mind that they'll just let it all go. Mm. Without thought. And, you know, we've seen that a handful of times here recently.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
You want to tell people what you're referring to?
No, I don't. I know it's radio and you guys are like, Dana, we don't, what the hell?
Talking about?
I don't know. I can't right now, man. I don't know. I don't want to talk about this. Let's look at something else. It's live radio. I can't. I know we'll have to talk about it tomorrow. I just don't want to talk about it right now. Ooh, 20 completely creepy unexplained historical photos. Now that's something.
Sold.
Oh yeah.
Sold.
Ooh, totally. I'm all ready for Halloween, by the way. I can't wait because Halloween's the time of year where I can go shopping for my regular day-to-day items. I'm so excited. I was really trying so hard to talk my kids into letting me get this little zombie kid that was chewing on this arm, this severed arm. And he, like, chews on it and looks up at you, and it's so creepy.
Ugh.
And I wanted to put it in my front yard, and my whole family was like, the hell's wrong with you? But because we have, the strobe light, and we have fog machines, and I have all these tombstones, and I have this, like, zip line in my yard where I want to put this, a Dementor on it and, like, have it with a skeleton face, and it launches at you as you try to come up and get candy. We're that house. It's ridiculous. I love it so much. As soon as Bath & Body Works prints out their false scented candles, and ladies, you know where I am on this. You know it, girls. As soon as I see some pumpkin spice out there, ooh, that means it's Halloween time. Ooh, that means it's Halloween time. Ooh, yeah. So excited. Anyway, I'm not talking about that. Everyone's like, I really want to know what you're talking about. That's great. I can't because I will not stop, and I just can't do it right now. Somebody said something that I just know, and it means that they should have just stayed to the teleprompter. Oh, my gosh, stay to the teleprompter. It's like you have an amazing story. It's like an eagle comes down with a silver platter in its talons and is like, look at this great story. Why don't you take it and get some votes? It's amazing. And the candidate goes, no, and kicks the eagle and punches the silver tray. He's like, I'm going to say something else. And you're just like, why? Why? Oh, God, help me. All right, today in stupidity.
Well, it looks like Democratic Representative Debbie Dingell is out there.
Debbie Dingell.
Defending Hillary. Here's she's saying amazing things.
Well, Donald Trump's never going to let her put it behind it, but she keeps answering truthfully. I think you just talked about the polls are showing that her trust is going up with the American people. She admitted she made a mistake.
No,
the FBI has said that she has been consistent and truthful. They didn't press charges. It's what he doesn't want to talk substance, so he's going to keep taking cheap shots on these emails.
Wow.
Wait,
so,
what?
Somehow Hillary's truthful, and she's got her people out there saying it.
Well, there you have it, folks. Stay out in the blaze, 5 p.m. Central. And hey, guess what? I'll also be on Kelly File tonight. Have a great night.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The Backroom Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. That includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a better-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour.
Israel Shin Bet Domestic Security Agency said...
I'm Ron DeRockstrom. House Speaker Paul Ryan wins his primary contest Tuesday in Wisconsin.
The outcome is exactly what we were hoping for and what we were expecting. And, you know, desperate candidates do desperate things for attention. I think that's what you saw here.
Ryan defeated long-shot Republican primary challenger Paul Nellen, who had been courting Donald Trump supporters, even won praise from the Republican presidential nominee last week, but then Trump endorsed Ryan days later. Ryan was first elected to the House in 1998. This is his first re-election win since becoming Speaker last fall. The parents of two Americans killed in the attacks in Benghazi are suing Hillary Clinton for the deaths of their children.
You may recall Patricia Smith talking about the death of her son at last month's Republican convention.
I blame Hillary Clinton
Smith telling delegates in Cleveland she's been unable to get answers from the State Department on why her son Sean was in Benghazi and what actually happened the night of the attack.
I blame Hillary Clinton personally for the death of my son. That's personally.
Smith and Charles Woods have filed a wrongful death suit claiming Clinton's negligent and reckless use of a private email server compromised the American security.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. A Tennessee Bureau of Investigation special agent shot to death Tuesday in an undercover drug investigation in West Tennessee. TBI spokesman Josh Devine says for now the Bureau needs to keep the details of the investigation out of the public eye.
We will provide more information to you and to the public as it becomes available. Please bear in mind this is still an open and ongoing investigation, so that information will likely be limited.
Special Agent DeJaron Frazier was working with other agents and narcotics officers on a drug investigation when a person he met for a controlled buy in a car in Jackson pulled out a firearm in a robbery attempt. News and analysis of townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services. Have you received a letter or personal visit from the IRS? Has the IRS garnished your paycheck or seized your bank account? If so, you need to take action now. You're a target of the most powerful collection agency in the world, and you need representation you can trust. Don't get scammed by imitators and telemarketers' high-pressure tactics. At Wall & Associates, they develop trust with their clients through a free face-to-face consultation. They've saved their clients over $129 million in the past 5 years. Call 1-800-983-5313 now for your free face-to-face consultation. Ignoring your tax problem will only make it worse. Call 1-800-983-5313 to get immediate help. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has helped thousands of taxpayers, and they can help you. Call now, 1-800-983-5313. 800-983-5313. WallAndAssociates.net.
The productivity of American workers dropped in the April-June quarter, feeding into a 12-month decline in the economic output people are generating for each hour worked.
The Labor Department says productivity fell at an annual rate of 0.5% in the second quarter, following a 0.6% decline during the previous quarter. Productivity has fallen 0.4% from a year ago, as labor costs and the hours worked are increasing faster than the output of workers' goods and services. Unit labor costs rose 2% in the April to June quarter.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Productivity has been weak for the past 5 years, a thorny problem, since productivity growth is the key factor supporting rising living standards and higher incomes. The star of a beloved Philadelphia children's TV show has died. W. Carter Merbrier helmed Captain Noah and his magical ark from 1967 to 1994. He passed away Tuesday at his home outside Philadelphia. He was 90. More on these stories at townhall.com. Israel says it's arrested a Palestinian employee of the United Nations in Gaza, accusing him of using his position to assist the Islamic militant Hamas group, which rules the coastal territory. From Washington, here's Bob Agnew.
Israel's Shin Bet Domestic Security Agency says an engineer working in the Gaza Strip for the UN Development Agency has confessed to using UNDP resources to build a jetty for Hamas naval forces. It also says he prioritized the reconstruction of houses damaged in conflicts with Israel in areas where Hamas members lived. Israel has also charged a Gaza manager of World Vision for allegedly funneling millions of dollars from the charity to help Hamas build tunnels, purchase arms, and construct military bases. Bob Agnew reporting.
Facebook users are seeing new things now. Facebook showing desktop users ads even if they have ad blockers installed. Social media giant says well-made relevant ads can be useful. News and analysis at townhall.com.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Revolve Solar, the Shasta Athletic Club, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. Hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon.
Have something to say but no time to call? Send us an email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
This is Bob Costas of NBC Sports. Never in my long and storied career have I witnessed the professionalism and excellence which I've had the pleasure to be a part of on the Jonathan Brandmeier radio showgram. And never also have I been forced to read such a load of crap.
Bob Costas, SportsWise. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yep.
This is, and I'm wondering if you've done it. I wonder how many times sportscasters have prepped, you know, to come up with a cliche, have mm-hmm. a line ready just in case this call ends up in historical fashion.
It's a real good question, Johnny B., and I think it's happening more and more, and it's to the detriment of both the broadcasters and their audiences. You have to be aware of the history-making aspects of a situation in terms of the elements of facts and perspective that should be included. But when you script it out in terms of the words you're going to say, it always sounds forced, and sometimes the way the play or the event unfolds doesn't fit what you had in mind. You can't bring a call to the ballpark in your briefcase. You can bring the elements of the story. You should have that in mind. But the actual words you use should sound spontaneous, and the best calls do.
And he's one of the best, Bob Costas. He's running it all for NBC, hosting NBC's coverage of the 31st Olympiad. I guess I could do this as a report. Count me in!
3, 2, 1.
Bob Costas is hitting the Olympics. The Aria, the Rio assignment is Costas. Is, I said Ario like Ario Speedwagon actor. 3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
The Rio assignment is Bob Costas, seventh time serving as primetime host of the Olympics, also a U.S. TV record. This is Costas' 12th Olympics for NBC. His first appearance being a late-night host of 1988 Summer Games in Seoul, South Korea. Bob Costas at the Sochi Games in Russia he hit a string of 157 consecutive appearances as NBC's primetime anchor. He ended that, oh, I remember this, he ended that run at the Sochi Games in Russia with pink eye in both eyes. And he looked like he had been out drinking all night, and people were, you know, reporting on that he looked really horrible, and it ended up that he had pink eye. How did he get pink eye again? Meredith Vieira became the first woman to anchor NBC's coverage in prime time before Matt Lauer relieved her and Bob Costas. She's there again. Bob Costas has won 26 Emmy Awards, the most of any sports broadcaster, and is the only broadcaster in TV history to win Emmys for sports, news, and entertainment. And he also appeared in the great movie Basketball.
And joining us in the booth this evening, big fan of basketball, Tony Nocciolino, who plays, as you know, Latino cut-up Scooter on the new hit comedy series What's the Difference, airing between Recycled Junk, starring Lisa Campbell, and Same Old Crap, featuring teen heartthrob Mark Swenson, all part of the great fall lineup on our network's Who Gives a Rat's Ass Thursdays.
All right. That is the Bob Costas I know and love.
This is Bob Costas.
Yes.
Jonathan Brandmeier is a man who'd have to move up several notches in order to qualify as a fool.
Thank you, Bob Costas. The Olympics is on, baby. It's on. Our phone lines don't work. They will, hopefully, as we move into a new studio. But the email does, brandmeiershow@gmail.com, from Craig Compau in Fairbanks, Alaska. The political parodies you play on your show are, well, ... horrible. They pretty much suck. I'm thinking that you know that, but I'm not sure. Yes, I like to play the songs that the listeners send in. I don't care if they're good or bad. Doesn't matter to me. Because I think it's exciting that people get to hear their music. Where else are you going to get to hear your music? On a radio, on a network, across the country? So I'll play your crap. I don't care.
A lot of it seems like genius.
And a lot of it is good.
It was like Donald Trump is orange, I think.
Craig Compo says in Fairbanks, Alaska, that the political parodies you play are, well, ... horrible. They pretty much suck, but I'm thinking that, and by the way, you can love it or you can shove it, but if you write something like that and you're sending me songs, you better be ready for it.
He writes, I'm here to help Jonathan. Here are two really good ones. See what I mean? Now you just set up the tee, brother. In Fairbanks. Here are two really good ones. I wrote them and had a plumber friend of mine here in Fairbanks perform them.
Love plumbers.
Yeah. Whenever you need somebody, Craig Compeau. C-O-M-P-E-A-U. Craig, anyone know him in Fairbanks? Give us a call. Yeah. Oh, yeah, John, I know him. He writes good parodies. He says, I wrote them with a plumber friend of mine. I wonder why he had to include that his friend was a plumber.
Giving him credit.
Well, could he have just said, my friend Joe, rather than say he was a plumber? What would it matter if he's a plumber or not?
A plumber gives him some substance, some, you know, reality.
He humanizes him for me.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so you go, yeah, yeah. In other words,
not just some crazy guy.
Right, right.
A plumber.
You know, you're right, because here's what it does. If you say, hey, my plumber friend in Fairbanks, Alaska, help me write this, it's like, oh, he's not a musician, not a professional.
Right.
He's not like the guys that send you stuff or what. He's just a plumber here in Alaska doing his thing up there in Alaska. Here are two really good ones. Let me see if I got the right ones, though. I wrote them in a plumber friend of mine here in Fairbanks helped me perform them. Here you go. You're going to hear them first on the Jonathan Brandmeier Show. This one's called Benghazi Woman.
She's the Benghazi woman in love with a two-timing man. She loves him in spite of the pages he's bent with his hands. Please pardon the laughter, he just couldn't temper his glands. She's a Benghazi woman in love with a two-timing man.
Yeehaw! Now that's not a parody.
That's not a parody.
No.
What is it? There's some really good guitar playing.
Well, wait a minute, Buzz. It is a parody. I'm a good-hearted. Yeah, of course it's a parody. It's Waylon Jennings, I think.
It's just not funny.
I'm a good-hearted woman in love with a good-hearted man.
And whoever's playing the guitar really knows
good.
How to play the guitar.
I hope it's not the plumber. Maybe he's playing it with the socket wrench.
I don't know.
Hold on a second. I mean, let me see if we finish him. He's got another one. He said these are two good ones. Yeah. He sent his parodies to brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
He likes the young types, the bimbos with chubby rear ends.
We're listening to Craig Compeau in Fairbanks, Alaska, sending us a song called Benghazi Woman.
Getting funnier.
Yep.
And in the office that's oval, he stood there committing sins. She don't understand him. She wants to win, that's her plan. The Benghazi woman in love with a two-timing man. She's the Benghazi woman in love with a two-timing man. She loves him in spite of his fetishes she don't understand. Like Cubans and roosters and puppets he puts on his hand.
Cubans and roosters and puppets he puts on his hand. What are we talking about? I went out to call this guy.
This is Craig.
Hey, Craig, my name is Jonathan Brandmeier. Johnny B, you sent me some songs. We've been playing some right here. This Benghazi. Are you in Fairbanks right now?
I am, yeah. I'm just on the way to our fair. I sent you the video parody song I did, right?
Well, here's what I get. We just got done playing. We're almost finished. Benghazi Woman, we're on the air now. We played Benghazi Woman, so I don't know where you're going to hear that in Fairbanks. And then so far, so good. And we wanted to know, what is the plumber friend of yours doing? You said that your plumber friend helped you do this.
Well, he's the artist. He's the singer. I just write the lyrics, and my daughter puts the video together. She does the computer stuff, but Roger McGill is he's my plumber, and he's got a phenomenal voice. he's just a great guy, and he's a plumber in town. He works up between Prudhoe Bay and Fairbanks. He drives a road up and down. They do a bunch of plumbing work. I've got about 20 of these songs I've done over the years. I got they're all political messages, usually anti-left stuff. So
I love it. By the way, I'm glad you picked up the phone. That's why I always tell you people, if you send your emails, put your phone number on it. Don't call us. We'll call you. We'll get you. Craig, so how do I say your last name? I've been saying it at Compo. Am I close?
Compo. Just E-A-U is O, just like Juno or anything. It's just Compo is how you pronounce it.
Craig Compo, yeah. Fairbanks. Okay, so we just did...
Who plays the music? Who plays the guitar and the harmonica and stuff?
No, that's just karaoke backdrop music, and Roger is the one. Roger McGill is the one that does the singing. So we just put it at all. We do it in a little studio here in Fairbanks that called McCafferty's Coffee Shop. He's got a studio in the basement, so it's pretty popular stuff up here. They play on the radio.
That's good.
Well,
I love that.
No.
Oh, but Craig, wait, hold on, Craig, hold on a second. I want to know, what do you do in Fairbanks? I'm going to play the other one you sent was Donald This Time. We just heard Benghazi Woman.
Yeah.
What is it you do there other than write songs?
We own a 70-year-old family snow machine and marine business here. I'm the president of the company, and I just do this for therapy on the side.
Hey, Craig, hold on a minute. Why do you need a snow machine in Fairbanks, Alaska?
We call them snow machines.
Oh, snowmobile.
The rest of America. Remember, right. Sarah Palin always got a flack for calling them snow machines, but that's what we've called them forever. So they're, snowmobiles. Snow machines is what the locals call them up here.
That's crazy. Yeah, well, I love snowmobiling, but I've never. Yeah. Now, you're right about that. Sarah Palin would say snow machine. I say, what was she talking about? You're right. All right, Craig. So the guy singing's name, his name is Roger McGill. He sings. He's the plumber. Plumber Roger McGill. You're the guy that writes it. Craig Compo in Fairbanks. Let me hear. I tell you what. Introduce Donald This Time, and you can hear yourself when you go back and listen to it on the radio or the podcast. Go ahead. Introduce the next one. Donald This Time. Go ahead.
Who are you talking to, me?
Yeah, go on. Just say anything you want about it and hit it.
Oh.
And say hit it, and I'll hit it.
Okay. Oh, hey, now we're going to listen to Donald This Time. Hit it.
It's knowing that our country's really broken, and I'll tell you this, Barack. That makes me tend to think that hope and change was just an orchestrated crock.
Yeah.
And your health care has me shackled. Wish I had a magic wand, 'cause I'm bleeding as I'm standing in this line. It's time we took the high road. I get shivers from your memory, and I'm thinking that the Donald might be fine. I've been clinging to my guns and my religion, and my pickup's where you'll find me.
Yeehaw! Hey, you're still on the line, Craig. You can yell yeehaw if you want. We're on the air.
Okay,
all right, here we go.
Just can't afford to fill this tank. I'm out of gas and soon I will be walking. And it's knowing that my wife will not be nursing for a living when I look at how our doctors are confined. Well, you've moved this country backwards. I get shivers from your memory, and I'm thinking that the Donald might be fine.
There's his yeehaw.
Punkers and Solyndra came between us.
I missed that line. Hold on. What was that line? Something about Solyndra.
Cash for Clunkers and Solyndra came between us.
All right.
But this country's slowly dying, and old brother we got took, the cash is gone. I stand here stunned in silence as tears run down my face. It's a bummer when you stand for soup and lying. Barack, can't wait to see you as a long time distant memory. But it's Donald I'll be voting for this time.
Hey, wait a minute. Let's do a yeehaw together. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
All right, there's Craig Compo, Fairbanks. I love your first line, Craig. You sent me the email. You say the political parodies you play are, horrible. They pretty much suck. I'm thinking that you know, but I'm not sure. I just like to play them, man. When you people send them in, I love to hear from you. So keep them coming. And tell your plumber, Roger McGill, that he's done a fine job there. Great voice, great writing. Thanks a lot, and I appreciate you guys listening.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah, he's an unknown talent up here. But, yeah, keep him up. Keep him playing there. They're fun stuff.
Roger, I tell you what. I'm going to do a joke just for Roger McGill. You ready?
Yeah.
You said he's a plumber, right?
He is. A great
okay,
one.
Then he'll love the Steve Martin joke. Hold on a second.
I was told that there is a convention of plumbers. So before I came out, I worked up a joke especially for the plumbers. This lawn supervisor was out on a sprinkler maintenance job. And he started working on a Finlay sprinkler head with a Langstrom 7-inch gangly wrench.
I've heard this. I love it.
Well, just then a little apprentice leaned over and said, you can't work on a Finlay sprinkler head with a Langstrom 7-inch wrench. Well, this infuriated the supervisor, so he went and got volume 14 of the Kinsley manual. And he reads to him and says, the Langstrom 7-inch wrench can be used with a Finlay sprocket. Just then, the little apprentice leaned over and says, it says sprocket, okay, not socket.
Then he goes,
that was classic Martin.
Isn't that classic? Then Steve Martin goes, are the plumbers supposed to be here tonight? That's fantastic. Hey, Craig, thank you very much. I love you, man.
Right.
Thanks. Keep up the good work.
All right. Take care, buddy.
All right, brother. There is Craig Campo. You say, hey, wait a minute. How'd that guy in Alaska get on the radio playing music? You can do whatever you want, doesn't play music. Brandmeier Show at gmail.com.
Love it. Or shove it. It's Jonathan Brandmeier. Today's forecast for the inside of your vehicle, sponsored by WeatherTech. A 90% chance of nacho cheese storms this afternoon, moving in from a drive-thru worker answering a phone while serving you, leading to a real messy day. For the weekend, conditions are perfect for a sandstorm developing, caused by a day at the beach, with flip-flops and towels contributing there. For folks living with an SUV, watch out for a big mess in the back developing later from a bag of mulch and compost. Conditions are ripe.
Spills, mud, dirt, and sand can ruin the floor of your car, truck, or SUV. The best way to protect your vehicle's floor is with WeatherTech floor liners and cargo liners. Made of the highest quality materials and laser measured, WeatherTech floor liners are specifically designed for your vehicle. And they're made in America. Protect yourself from the elements inside your vehicle. Order yours today at WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. WeatherTech. Complete protection. Completely American made.
Any Joe Schmo knows GEICO will work to save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not just ask the savings?
That's me, Joe Savings. I'm not literally $1 million, but I feel like it. Why? Because when Joe switched his car insurance at GEICO.com, his monthly rate went down and the savings went up. Now he uses the handy GEICO mobile app anytime to check out his policy perks. Talk about a win-win and two thumbs up. Man, I wish I had thumbs.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Charles Osgood. Go down the pain relief aisle, and you'll see a lot of different pain relievers. But have you tried Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel? It is fast-melting, quick-absorbing, penetrating deep relief. Perfect for sore muscles or joints. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel has three powerful active ingredients that work for up to 8 full hours. In fact, nothing else you can buy is proven stronger or more effective against pain. Look for the tall blue box next to the Salonpas patches. Salonpas Deep Relieving Gel.
This is Shaquille O'Neal, here with 13-year-old Dylan.
Pleased to meet me.
What's that smell?
My body spray, dude.
A little strong, isn't it, bro?
You know it.
Ooh, this is the perfect time for me to introduce new Gold Bond Men's Powder Spray. More than a scented body spray, it controls odor and wetness with a sophisticated scent. It really separates the men from the Dylans.
Hold up. Have my earbuds in. You say something?
Nope. Fellas, stay cool with Gold Bond.
GEICO presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
In the master bedroom, you'll see there's room for a king-size bed. And take a look at this walk-in closet. Now just imagine all these custom shelves and drawers turned upside down when a thief goes through them to take your entire vintage sneaker collection.
It's hard to know all that comes with buying a home or condo. That's why the GEICO Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Call GEICO today and see how much you could save on condo and homeowners insurance.
I could either ignore it or face it. My child had trouble grasping math concepts. You don't want your kids to fail at math. You want them to have confidence and the skills to take them where their dreams are. Math Made Easy wants to make you an offer. They'll improve your student's grade by at least one full grade or your money back. Teachers can't slow the pace for each student. Math Made Easy can. For more than 20 years, Math Made Easy has been helping hundreds of thousands of students grasp challenging math concepts using a step-by-step approach. The affordable Math Made Easy programs help students visualize math concepts with engaging and dynamic lessons. Students learn at their own pace. Call 1-866-598-MATH or visit mathmadeeasy.com. Ready for the Math Made Easy Grade Improvement Challenge? Now that the kids are getting back to school, make sure your child gets a head start in the new school year with Math Made Easy. Turn frustration into achievement. Call now, 1-866-598-MATH, 1-866-598-6284.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try PowerSwabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Donald Trump's calling in today. I go, yeah, well, he's busy. I doubt if he will. And there you are right there. How you doing, buddy?
Hello, Johnny. How you doing?
One guy said, you know what? He's going to be his own man. He's proving that now with how he's getting all the media. He's paying nothing, getting all the coverage. He's not paying one dime. But I would ask you, if you were to become the president, would I be able to get a designated seat at Rebar in the beautiful Trump Tower in Chicago?
You will have absolute access. There's no question about it. It's doing great. We're very proud of it, Johnny.
Talk unhinged.
Donald Trump.
Yeah, if the president is Donald Trump, I get access to the club. What up? Brandmeier Show, gmail.com. Check out the podcast, BrandmeierShow.com. Check out BrandmeierShow.com for the video of this song from a listener named Andy Zimmerman and his video creator, George Kikos. We'll get it posted up in there soon. BrandmeierShow.com. Here we go.
What color is Donald Trump? Orange, like an orange.
It's Johnny B. Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460.
Come on down to the Air Force Memorial Show and Shine at the Anderson River Park Moose Grove on Saturday, September 24th from 10 till 2 p.m. This end-of-summer blowout event is free to the public and features your favorite Porsches, Corvettes, Mini Coopers, exotic supercars, and cars from the British Car Club. And be sure to get your mouth-watering tri-tip dinner for just $12. All proceeds support the Air Force Memorial Project. See you there.
Here's some important information from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. REU recognizes how utility costs affect our customers. We would like to take this opportunity to remind our customers that we offer special programs like our Lifeline and Lifeline Plus programs for income-qualified customers. REU also offers other customer assistance programs. For more information, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at 5starbank.com. 5-Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey, this is Carl Bob from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Beautiful flamingo strutting around in a zoo. Next thing you know, he's dead. A flamingo? What?
I could hear a lot of screaming, and I looked over to see a guy holding a flamingo above his head, shaking it violently, screaming, "I got one, I got another one." The bird just flattened out, just like an egg, just kind of splattered on the ground with its wings out, and then he started going into tremors.
A birthday celebration turned into a traumatic day. Only moments earlier, Amy Wallace and her two young children were visiting the same flamingo that was just violently thrown to the ground.
Flat as a pancake.
Pinky.
Pinky the flamingo, dancing flamingo at Busch Gardens, Tampa, died Tuesday being attacked by a man, Joey Anthony Carraro. So he reached into the flamingo pen, picked up a flamingo, put it back down, then he grabbed Pinky, and his mother told him to leave the birds alone. Carraro is 45 years old. Let me underline the part. He says he grabbed Pinky and his mother told him to leave the birds. Leave the birds alone, Joseph Anthony. He threw the Pinky to the ground, nearly ripping one foot off. He was at the park with his mom, his brother, and three kids. From Orlando. What?
Very sad.
Her five-year-old son watched every movement.
That guy threw the flamingo down, and that was my favorite flamingo.
What was his name?
Oh, boy.
My favorite flamingo.
That guy threw the flamingo down, and that was my favorite flamingo. And the other part I love is where she goes, he flattened him out like a pancake.
Yeah.
Why would they ask that five-year-old that on CNN?
Because they get an answer like that. Laugh at it.
Buzz has an answer for everything. Hold on a minute.
His name was Pinky.
45-year-old Joseph Correo. Amy says he took the entire incident as a joke.
He laughed out loud. He thought it was funny.
It turns out that flamingo is a staple at Busch Gardens. The park used her for education and even took her to several TV studios.
Oh, my goodness.
Celebrity flamingo.
Pinky now dead, flattened out. I think that's what she said, or the dude said in the beginning, or whoever that was. I mean, what causes a guy like that? See, there's the questions you want to start asking. This guy, Joey Anthony... Joey, put the flamingo down. Don't choke it at Busch Gardens.
I could hear a lot of screaming, and I looked over to see a guy holding a flamingo above his head, shaking it violently, screaming, "I got one, I got another one.
I got another one."
Or just flattened out.
Well, yeah, he's mentally defective. He's 45 years old, and his mother's telling him to put flamingos down.
Well, how do you know? Is it proven that he's mentally defective?
No.
He's released on $5,000 bail.
Well, that was somebody else's mistake.
Well, yeah, because if you choke a flamingo for no reason at a zoo with kids watching, there's no way that you wouldn't choke a human being somewhere down the road. That's where we got to start weeding out. Nuts like this. Start the weeding.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world.
That was my favorite flamingo. That was my favorite.
That guy threw the flamingo down, and that was my favorite flamingo.
Oh, boy.
I'm afraid of America.
It's Jonathan Brandmeier.
They wake me up every morning. Their tails are always wagging. They're just running constantly and chasing, you know, shadows and sticks. Their coats are much better. They're very happy dogs. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.com.
I have three dogs, golden retrievers, and I make their own food, ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops. It takes a few minutes every week. Before the Dynavite, they were overweight. They slept all the time. So now they jump all over me when I'm putting it in their bowls. They're crazy about this food. And their vet said that it's so much healthier for them. Go check out Rescue Dogs. They're just waiting to be loved. Get them started on this Dynavite diet, the health food for animals, and you'll see amazing results.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
As you can see, this apartment has crown molding, and yes, that's a working fireplace. Can't you see yourself curling up with a good book? At least until a pipe bursts, and then you'll need to replace your brand new upholstered sofa. That thing will soak up water like a sponge.
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
When you need it, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Paraswabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Paraswabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Paraswabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Paraswabs risk-free, call 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe more than $10,000 in back taxes? Has the IRS garnished your wages or bank accounts? Direct Tax Relief is here to help. Our tax attorneys and ex-IRS agents will take over all communication with the IRS and permanently resolve your tax problems. Whether you're going through an IRS audit or have a tax lien filed, our experts can help. Through the government's Fresh Start program, we have successfully settled many cases for less and saved our clients millions of dollars in back taxes. Stop losing sleep at night and worrying about the IRS visiting your home or business. Direct Tax Relief has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We also offer a price protection guarantee so you don't overpay. Don't procrastinate any longer. The consultation is free. The call is free. 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One. This is Brandmeier.
First of all, very few people listen to your radio show. That's the good news. Let me just tell you, which happens to be true. Check out the ratings.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
In the last 24 hours, Donald Trump has refused to endorse Republican leaders up for re-election, accused John McCain of failing veterans, suggested Americans pull their 401ks out of the stock market, threw out a crying baby at a rally, fought with the father of a dead soldier, and suggested President Obama was responsible for the death of troops during George W. Bush's time in office. Said voters, yeah, but I'm not sure I trust Hillary Clinton.
844-4JB-SHOW. Direct line to a good time. Anytime is anything in your mind. We don't care. 844, the number 4JB-SHOW. One more tag on the guy. You said the guy might have been crazy that tried to choke the flamingo at the zoo in Busch Gardens in Tampa, Florida.
I could hear a lot of screaming, and I looked over to see a guy holding a flamingo above his head, shaking it violently, screaming, I got one, I got another one. The bird just flattened out.
Yeah. And the guy, Joseph, when you got three names, you know you're always going to be trouble. Joseph Anthony Carraro. He picked up Pinky the dancing flamingo at Busch Gardens and then choked it. As you heard the lady say.
One bird just flattened out, just like an egg. Just kind of splattered on the ground with its wings out.
Yeah, there he is. He was released on $5,000 bond, and you said that's a bad idea. And I say it's a bad idea. And here's the update on this Joseph Anthony, the psycho that choked and flattened out a flamingo, by the way, once again, with three kids watching, and his mother and his brother and their three kids. This guy is a psycho. He has a long criminal history, including a previous time in prison for 2 counts of animal cruelty. an aggravated assault on a person 65 years or older with a deadly weapon, as well as arrests for drug offenses and DUIs to aggravated domestic violence and child abuse endangerment. He was released from prison a year ago. Now, this is where you start weeding. You weed them now. Bye-bye. I don't know how you'd... Maybe you flatten them out. Flatten them out like a flamingo. The little kid was watching. Little kid was in tears at the Busch Gardens.
That guy threw the flamingo down, and that was my favorite flamingo.
Wow. I mean, the kid... How is the kid going to not think of that when he sees the dancing flamingo?
Well,
wait, let me just see the dancing flamingo. Then I'm Pinky the flamingo dancing. Let me see it actually dance. Hold on.
We got it dancing?
Yeah, take a look at the screen. That is not dancing. That's spinning around. But still no reason to kill it. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Wow. All right.
That guy threw the flamingo down, and that was my favorite flamingo.
It's a good-looking flamingo.
Yeah, terrible. Beautiful flamingo. But it's so weird because I was just saying that going into the break, I said, this guy, if he would do this to a bird, he would do it to a human. And look at there. Look at the record. Look at the record.
And that's how all the serial killers start.
Right?
They all start with bugs and flies.
Killing them, and then the next thing they know, they move on to old people. Aggravated assault on a person 65 years old with a deadly weapon. Arrest for drugs, DUI, domestic violence, child abuse, endangerment. Released from prison a year ago. Now he's out on bail again after choking and flattening a flamingo, a dancing flamingo, too, at Busch Gardens at a zoo with his family watching.
One bird just flattened out, just like an egg, just kind of splattered on the ground with its wings out.
Disgusting. Time to weed him out. Young boy, I'll let you have the final word.
That guy threw the flamingo down, and that was my favorite flamingo.
Right. I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at the fact that CNN threw that kid into the story, which just...
Kid's got an agent.
Throws everything off for me. All right.
El director de noticias que usa lentes todos los días... Buzz Kilman.
All right. Well, finally, some good news. Yesterday, President Obama commuted the sentences of 214 inmates, including among them Minnie Pearl Thomas.
Wait, Obama just let people out of jail? You see what I mean? That guy just got out of jail and choked a flamingo.
Huh?
Look at this.
Same thing could happen.
Right.
Among the 214 inmates released from prison on his pardon. Minnie Pearl Thomas, age 60, was released. She was serving a life sentence for cocaine trafficking, but she was also the grandma of Broncos Demaryius Thomas, who requested, when he went to the White House after winning the Super Bowl, he requested that Barack release his grandma, and he did.
Now, wait a minute, because I'm still fixated on the Minnie... Pearl part.
Right,
I thought you were going to say, is this Minnie Pearl's daughter, you know?
No, just named after Minnie Pearl. Minnie Pearl Thomas.
So the Minnie Pearl that we know from, like, Hee Haw.
Yeah.
Minnie Pearl.
With the price tag on her hat.
Yes. Is not, yeah, Minnie. Woo!
Has nothing to do with this, except that Minnie Pearl Thomas was named, I presume, was named after Minnie Pearl.
Okay. So I thought you were going to say... that she was related to Minnie Pearl,
nope.
That was her daughter. Okay, so your story's better.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
The wide receiver, after his grandma got released, and 60 years old, serving a life sentence.
Okay, who are we talking about again? So this is...
Demaryius Thomas.
Okay, go ahead.
Of the Broncos.
Right.
The wide receiver tweeted an immediate thank you. Quote, want to thank the @POTUS for everything he's done for my family and a lot more families, giving them second chances. Couldn't be a better day. The president's action followed a personal request from Thomas during the Broncos Super Bowl victory in the Rose Garden in June. Minnie Thomas of Allenton, Georgia, is scheduled to walk out of the low security Federal Correctional Institute on December 1. Well, she doesn't get out until December 1.
You're getting out, and the president of the United States let her out.
And here's... It gets better. It's the second time President Obama has pulled a member of Demaryius Thomas's family out into the free world. Last year, he freed Thomas's mother from a federal prison where she was doing 20 years for drug distribution.
My God. Katrina Stuckey Smith.
Yeah.
That was his mother's name.
Why does everybody have three names today?
And why don't they all have the last same last name?
Demarius Thomas is the receiver for the Broncos. Minnie Pearl Thomas is not related to Minnie Pearl from Hee Haw.
And Katrina Stuckey Smith, his mother.
Yeah.
No. Katrina Stuckey Smith, who was arrested with her mother.
Oh, man.
Left prison last November after serving 15 years in prison.
Oh, my God.
Thomas's grandmother and mother were arrested together on drug charges when the NFL star was only 11 years old. President Obama has commuted the sentences of 562 individuals during his nearly 8 years in office. Most of the prison terms were for nonviolent drug offenses.
Okay, so the president released a bunch of prisoners. How did he do that? He let them go and for no reason. Okay, let me ask you a question.
Mr. President? Yeah, let those gates open. Let them all get out of there. I got good seats for the Broncos game coming up. I let Minnie Pearl Thomas out.
I mean, I'm not clear why he let them out. What's the reason behind it?
Well, his thinking, if it's a drug conviction and it's nonviolent, America is the home of second chances.
Oh, man, that's the problem. Clint Eastwood's right. It's the wussification of America. We're a bunch of P-words. This is enough of this. People are choking flamingos.
They are choking flamingos.
Hey, what's the Demarius Thomas of the Broncos goes to visit the White House? Hey, President, can I take you aside for a second? Mr. Obama, could you, my grandma, Minnie Pearl Thomas? Oh, I do not. Do you know Katrina Stuckey Smith?
That's a good Barack Obama.
Oh, by the way, thank you. Not really, but thank you very much. I got to work on that.
He didn't even sound like a president.
No, but he sounded, it sounded like Obama to me.
No, it did not.
Okay, so he says to him, can you let my grandma, what's in it for me? Well,
needless to say, right?
No, I don't understand. How do you ask, can you get my grandma out of jail?
I think you just say it.
If you could do anything, Mr. President, I would really appreciate you.
I got my grandma and my mom in jail. could you get them out?
And also, well, you got a chance. I was at the Busch Gardens in Tampa Bay, and I saw this guy named Joseph Anthony, and he choked a flamingo. Can you get him out, too? Oh, well, I don't know about that.
That guy threw the flamingo down, and that was my favorite flamingo.
That's my son. Timmy James Pearl Thomas Stuckey Smith. Can you please let him out? Wow. Yeah. So he lets out 214 inmates, just opens the gates, and lets them fly.
Right.
That ain't.
Well, all presidents do that.
Wait. Do they do that?
Yeah.
Shame.
When did they do that? Just because at the end of their term.
At the end of the term.
Oh.
They let a bunch of people out and then hope for the best, and then maybe they get to do it the next term if they're reelected.
Okay, this is a recurring party theme as people.
Absolutely.
It's shame. Like you go and you let people out of shame. Jail for no reason.
Well, shame. Nonviolent crimes give them a second chance.
Shame.
Okay, do I have to tell you again? Shame. About the guy with the flamingo, domestic abuse, beating an old lady. I mean, this guy went and choked a flamingo. He put him out of jail. He's out of jail a year ago. He's going back. I can't stand it. Shame on all
shame.
Of you. Shame on you, America.
Shame.
Shame on you for the wussification shame. Of this country. You know what? I'll tell you what. How you fix it. You fix it the old way. Like the president-elect. The president-nominee. Donald Trump wants to do. Fix it the old way. You challenge the current president to... A what? A golf match.
I like to play golf. You know, I'm a good golfer, believe it or not. People are shocked. People are shocked. But let me... Sorry, I should play Obama for the presidency. I'll do it.
All right. There it is. He wants to challenge... There you go. That's how you think these elections are probably rigged. I would have to agree with Trump on that. Just go play golf, and whoever wins takes the presidency.
I like to play golf. You know, I'm a good golfer, believe it or not. People are shocked. People are shocked. But let me... Sorry, I should play Obama for the presidency. I'll do it.
We're on the fifth round. Obama and Trump are going at it. This is a... We're down to... If Trump Birdie's here, he's the president of the United States, Buzz.
And think of the money that would be saved.
Think of the people who would be watching that game. This is unprecedented here. We are at Whistling Straits in Kenosha, Wisconsin, one of the great golf courses in the world. And Trump's teeing off. Can you imagine that golf match? I have never seen this. I did not think I would see it in my lifetime, but they are golfing for the presidency of the United States. I love that even we have a candidate that even says something so crazy.
Right. What? Well, you know, it's all... The Philippines, there's a story coming out of the Philippines about their president, their newly elected Rodrigo
Duterte.
Duarte?
Duterte.
Duterte?
That's it.
I got to go with Duterte. Remind me.
Campaigned hard on a no-nonsense approach to crime. Well, the approach is apparently working.
But he said he got to go with Duterte. He got to remind JB.
To a dental appointment.
That's
right. I know the joke.
That's right. Let's get our drivers out there so you can drive the furthest. Okay? I love that you said that. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I don't like anything about this and nothing about letting the people out of jail. Once you get in there, just keep them in there. And then maybe after a while, if you're in for over 20 years, just stop feeding them.
Shame.
I'm your notice.
They'll be able to slip through the bars themselves. They'll be so skinny.
Shame.
Okay, what else, Buzz? Is there anything positive? Shame. You said you were going to give me good news, and none of it was
good. I
gave
you the good news.
What was the good news?
Free prisoners from Demaryius Thomas and his mother and his grandma. What do you want?
I want you to play me a Morgan Freeman commercial. All right?
The Summer Games. They only happen once every 4 years. Like your wife having sex.
All right. Is that really Morgan Freeman?
The Summer Games. They only happen once every 4 years. Like your wife having sex. Sorry, that was rude. But hey, I can get away with it because I'm Morgan Freeman.
That's right. Guess it is Morgan Freeman. Okay, you got it.
Now, I know I'm supposed to promote the Olympics, but let's be honest. It's a disaster. Hey, I know. Let's cancel the Olympics. I can't believe nobody's thought about that. Are we that desperate to give Bob Costas work? I know there's no such thing as bad publicity, but come on. This is bad publicity. I mean, at least move it someplace safer, like Chicago.
Yeah, right. That's right, Morgan Freeman. It begins tomorrow. Begins all the Olympics is on. I think Morgan Freeman doing those ads is the best thing about the Olympics so far.
People are scared to come to Rio. Why? I mean, it's not like there are monsters over there,
right,
like werewolves or, you know, a water yeti.
No.
Okay, I think I made up water yeti, but I'm sure one is lurking out there somewhere. Probably Florida. Well, that's where all creepy things lurk.
All right. Thank you, Morgan Freeman. Keep up the great work for Visa. And Costas doing his magic on NBC.
This is Bob Costas. Jonathan Brandmeier is a man who'd have to move up a...
Take it again.
To get it exactly right.
That's wrong.
This is Bob Costas. Jonathan Brandmeier is a man who'd have to move up several notches in order to... I can't even read my own...
Keep going.
I can't even remember my own statement.
Go on.
It was just a spontaneous thing. It happened when it happened, and that's the end of it. All right, here we go. This is Bob Costas. Jonathan Brandmeier is a man who'd have to move up several notches in order to qualify as a fool.
Thank you.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrup. Paul Ryan passed his first test since becoming Speaker of the House last fall, easily defeating Republican challenger Paul Mellon in Wisconsin's primary Tuesday. Ryan says the voters in his district know who he is and what he stands for.
Here in Wisconsin, we have a unified Republican Party. We have a unified Republican Party because we tell people who we are, what we believe, what our principles are, and what we'll do if we get elected. And then, like we had happen here in Wisconsin, we did it.
Mellon had been courting Donald Trump supporters in an effort to unseat Ryan, who was first elected in 1998. Former CIA operative and conservative Republican Evan McMullins launched the late independent presidential bid. Guy P. Benson's a senior political editor at townhall.com. He says McMullen's bid's unlikely to pick up much traction.
I think that in terms of having any sort of serious impact on the presidential election, it will be negligible, I think. But hey, you know, it's a weird year.
Benson